We got a new week of the Drew and Mike Show. How about that? Right here.
Yeah.
In the deals, indeed.com studios. Where we might have a sloppy show coming up because, first of all, I don't know why I can't sleep.
Oh, and our 6 o'clock interview is calling me on our phone.
Uh-oh. 3 straight nights. I don't know why. I slept a couple hours, but I just could not keep any sleep going. I'm just tired of it. But somehow, here we are. And in fact, kicking off a new week, Mark was talking to somebody before the show about a squatter story. And we're supposed to do the interview, I think, 20 minutes ago. I'm working kind of slow at the junction today, folks.
Can't stay away. It's getting better.
Alicia wants to interview. Why can't I hear that? Why can't I? Already?
It's
a low drop already! Was it low to you, Brandon?
Yeah, it's because Mark's on the telephone.
That affects the drop how? I gotta say, I'm losing my fucking mind about these drops. I don't know why the drops can't have one level of sound fairly close, within 20% even.
What's going on?
A low played drop.
Like this music bed?
Yes. I mean, why don't we just eliminate the drop right now? Just zap it.
Wait, what drop are you talking about? I didn't hear it. I was on a very important call. I couldn't be stopped. Like Mr. O'Twat. I was in a project that couldn't be stopped.
What was the drop, Brandon?
You play the drop.
I couldn't hear it.
Stay away, because it's getting bad. It's like, out.
Why can't I hear it now? I could not hear it. I mean, it was like...
Because Mark was on the telephone, and he didn't pot down the music.
I did. That's pot. Throw me on the bus. Is this a show meeting?
Why don't we not? Yes. Taking care of business. This is my great sleepy idea today, is that we need the breakdown from taking care of business anytime there's a meeting during the show. Yeah. I mean, does this set the stage for a meeting?
Yeah, I mean, everybody hates meetings. Who wouldn't be excited to go to a meeting with this is blaring?
Plus the Elvis, TCB of the Flash.
I saw a car that had...
Everywhere!
A car that had a window sticker that said TCB and it had the Flash underneath.
How fucking cool is that? Yeah! In-show meeting. I don't get it. It's like the beginning of the show. It seems like... maybe we should not play drops over the intro? Is that the issue?
Maybe.
Because I swear to God, when I turn the show on now, it's like maybe a 1 in 4 chance I'll hear a drop during the intro that I can't hear. And it drives me fucking batshit. I'd rather have no drop.
It was my fault, and therefore, I just want to tell you, Drew.
I am very, very sorry. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Greatest apology ever. Oh my God.
I know. I was thinking about that, like all the historical things you could attach it to, like, we have nothing to fear but fear itself, and there's a drive to left field.
How stupid. Oh, it's such a good apology, though. It's almost like the pitcher knew that the apology was going on, and he threw him a big meatball.
he was trying to help him out.
Yes.
Well, there's so much more of this stuff going on, and I'm just getting to the point. Mark was telling me about a story. What story?
What story?
Before the show, where this guy is defending Tom Brenneman.
Oh, Phil Mushnick, famous columnist.
He said F-A-G capital.
We know the story. I don't know the story.
I mean, I thought it was really stupid, especially now that you would talk that way when you've got a microphone anywhere near you, first of all. Or, I mean, isn't the easiest thing to just not say words
to
get you fired?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did understand what he's saying. I mean, the guy does have a lengthy career. He's not really been in any kind of trouble. So can we give him this one little break? No. No, we can't.
Well. I suppose. You know that Fox Sports Ohio and Fox, because he got blown out of his football job too.
I know.
You know they weren't going to keep him.
Well,
it's a business decision.
Once baseball fired him, football had to. But they could have they could have said, "That's it, pal. One more and you're out." And I mean, look. Okay, I know the author of the story was comparing Tom Brenneman to Jay-Z. Who was employed by the NFL, who has stabbed people, dealt drugs, not recently. I mean, no, he has, right?
Yeah.
Did he shoot someone or did he get shot?
God, I don't know.
I know he stabbed someone. And I believe he didn't go to jail for a short time.
I don't know. I don't know the bio.
I mean, it's like,
I know he dealt drugs.
Nobody cares, yeah. And he did deal drugs. So Tom Brenneman had a brain fart and said something that was really kind of mean-spirited. And it got in the air. Should they fire the engineer who opened the mic early?
I wonder if he dressed him down any of those innings before.
I'm not going to be an advocate for Tom Brenneman. I'm not, like, worked up. How could this happen? Oh, my God, Tom, give me a hug. But it just the judgment. And, you know, when that guy from ESPN just leaped all over him.
Sure.
No, I'm sorry. He leaped all over the Charlotte guy.
Yeah.
Which to me is even worse. I thought that was such an obvious screw up. He's still suspended, by the way. Then we have a guy in, this was over the weekend, 11:40 a.m. in Cleveland, 26-year-old. And did you read much about Kyle Cornell?
I know nothing of this story.
Well, Kyle Cornell.
Sounds like a very powerful station. What is it, a.m.?
11:40 a.m. Right. It's a powerhouse.
Is it really?
I don't think so. Well, you know, AM does have powerhouses. The clear channels, the WJRs.
Sure.
WTCM.
Let's see, there's one in Denver that's Claire
AM
Channel.
Radio is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
Because when you're on a frequency like 1240 WROV, at night, if you turn your transmitter off like you're supposed to, which I didn't many nights, and get calls from the station in Greensboro said, hey, we're supposed to be heard around there at this time of night. Is your transmitter on? I was like, ka-chunk. No, it's not on. I turned it off at the right time. But there are certain stations like WJR, WGN 720. There's no 720s. Nobody else is on 720 anywhere.
Really?
Well, for a long, long way. I don't know how far it is, but that's why. Isn't that why they call it a clear channel?
Oh, I suppose so.
I mean, I could Google it real quick.
Now, what did this dope do, though? I don't want to get too far off of.
Well, he was doing a story about Kamala Harris being the first African-American vice presidential candidate, and he said she was the first colored person to be a vice presidential candidate.
Where's this guy from, the 40s?
He was in Cleveland. He's 26. I tried to get a little more data. He's kind of young and new in the business, and he's just kind of stupid.
I would guess he was trying to say person of color.
Yeah, because you can't.
I don't know.
Yeah, because Kamala Harris, she's not African-American. And so she's a person of color because I think her mother is Indian, her father is from the Caribbean or something.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to know.
And by the way, did you see his apology, Drew?
No, I didn't.
This is his official apology.
Oh, good. I'm just glad we have it.
I'm quoting this verbatim. I just want to apologize to, like I said, anybody that I have offended with these comments. The ums are in his official apology.
Did he say, and there's a drive to deep left field, that's a home run. Okay, second down and nine.
I don't think that he meant anything by it. In fact, I could see this happening anywhere.
Let's see, Cal Cornell.
I am very, very sorry. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
In its coverage of the incident.
Okay, second down and nine.
It was noted that color is considered an outdated term by many, many people.
It shouldn't be by everyone. I don't know anyone that uses it after my
description.
Passed.
Description continues to be used by the NAACP. A promise of rights. In an interview with WKYC News, Cornell appeared to acknowledge frequent past use of the term while denying he's a racist. I could have definitely worded that differently, though I've heard it in different areas.
Okay, so he wasn't trying to say person of color.
It doesn't make it right that I said it, and I take full responsibility for it, and I know that I have to learn. Like, I have to learn, okay? No, I can't do that anymore. I cannot use it anymore because it's offensive and it's not right. Are you a racist,
Harper? I'm sorry.
Absolutely not. Cornell's incident happened at almost the exact same time Tom Brenneman was destroying his career by saying F-A-G into a hot mic. So this guy really didn't know? I mean, you know, it's an AM station.
He probably thought no one was listening.
I don't know how big a staff they have. He might be a guy that isn't on the air a lot.
When was he on the air, just out of curiosity?
Same time as Tom Brenneman was saying.
Oh, like the other same thing. Wow.
Yeah.
So between games of a doubleheader.
I mean, isn't that weird? Okay, I wonder how many people. I'd love to know what the Cume audience is for 11:40 a.m. in Cleveland. I bet you it's not even 5,000 people an hour.
I'll look it up.
And probably not one of them is under 60 years old because it's 11:40 a.m. It probably has similar demographics to WJR. So, I'm surprised anyone even knew that he said something wrong.
Say, who knew?
I don't know, but it's international news because this 26-year-old guy made a dumb mistake.
Hmm.
What are you going to say?
Anyway.
Okay, second down and nine.
It's like
meanwhile, Tony, what's his name? The rapper who shot Megan Thee Stallion?
It's your cousin, you don't.
What's his name? Lanez?
Tory Lanez, your cousin.
Tory Lanez.
And it's Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, he shot her in the foot.
Yes.
And he has not even been charged.
They were in a fight. She got out of the car and he fired.
Shot a woman in the foot.
No,
and
I know.
So we're going to completely remove a guy who barely has any resources from his stupid 11:40 a.m. job immediately. And yet, you know, this guy shoots a woman in the foot. And actually, she's the one getting shit online. Yeah. For telling on him.
Well, for crying about getting shot in the foot. The more you read about her.
What would happen if anybody whined about people complaining about Kyle's use of the word colored? Would they be canceled too? I mean, this is so upside down, the judgment.
I'm
glad everyone's perfect out there.
Everyone has to connect it to something else, connect it to what about this, what about that.
Well, no, I mean, it's a flub. He's 26. My guess is that he's a guy who is going nowhere in broadcasting, and he's probably struggling to even have a job on this AM station.
It sucks, and he's easily expendable for them to save face.
And he'll never get another
job. It's about who has the power and who makes the money. That's what it's really about.
That's what's bullshit about political correctness is that if you have the power and you make the money, then nobody will do anything about it. But if you're a powerless person like this turd on an AM station in Cleveland, you could be canceled. Everyone can act like, we always do the right thing. We just cancel people who make mistakes.
I've said it before. Why do people get mad at the mob that's the attacking these people? Be mad at the corporation that folds to them then.
But the corporation, they will be the one taking shit.
Exactly.
If they don't do something.
But they're also the ones
that
make the
decision. The whole thing is just upside down. It's the little guy gets smaller and smaller. You know, we were talking about Trey Songz the other day. Look at what this guy does. And he just keeps doing his shows and putting out his music.
He's making people money.
He can assault women. He can, and same with AB. Look at all the shit he's done.
Yeah.
And yeah, got a great job. But, you know, it just gives the people with the power more power. And they didn't suspend him anything for the bag of dicks he threw at the mother of his children.
How about Mike Milbury over the weekend in the NHL playoffs?
I think this is stupid, too. I think what he said is stupid, but really fire him?
Is he fired?
Yes, he's fired.
Oh, I didn't know he was fired.
He's fired quickly.
I told Brandon the thing he said earlier in the whole COVID thing is worse when he attacked Tuukka Rask for not playing. For being soft, and because he wanted to be with his kid, his daughter, and then it turns out, his daughter has a major medical procedure coming up.
Did he apologize for it?
And there you're attacking one person as opposed. I thought he was joking when he made the comment.
I will say this: this thing in hockey, like Don Cherry, used to call people soft. That was something hockey fans sort of joshed and joshed. Have I ever said joshed? No. I was just joshing. I think hockey fans can take a little bit. I think players can take a little bit. It's rude. If he knew the kid had a problem, then I would say.
Oh, I don't. He didn't know.
I can't believe we're talking about this shit all the time. It's so stupid. Tell us what Mike Milbury said, Brandon.
I can play it for you now.
Okay.
Once again, they didn't air this, so it is somebody filming it off their television, but you'll hear.
What do you mean they didn't air it?
They didn't put the clip out. Similar to. The actual Tom Brenneman thing. Yeah,
so can we teach everybody how to record off their TV and not with their phone?
Yeah, you might need to crank this all up right here, Mark.
I mean, if you think about it, it's a terrific environment with regards to if you enjoy playing and enjoy being with your teammates for long periods of time, it's a perfect place. Not even any woman had to disrupt their concentration.
You know, I would rather say it than I can't hear it. I really can't. Yeah, when we have drops that low, can we just say it and not, or just... forget it. I hate these. Everything that's low just sucks. I mean, you know how I feel about distortion.
I know. People need to stop.
It would be nice to have audio that's at somewhere in there. If there's a lot of music playing, maybe. Do they get zorched by the music?
No, that's just a bad piece of audio.
But it sounded fine when he played it after the music was gone. I just thought when we're playing something with applause or crowd noise, I can almost never hear
it. I just wanted to show you what Mike Milbury said. I apologize. He basically said that women are a distraction.
But I was saying, Brandon, I don't want to waste the time listening to it and then saying I can't hear it and then saying it again. I'm sorry. I'm not picking on you, Brandon. I'm just saying I can't hear it.
It's another show meeting.
Yeah! Isn't the meeting more fun? Good care.
I want to know if BTO is going to get us kicked off of Facebook Live.
Every day! Low drops every day!
End of show meeting.
I feel like... I hate the idea that we've gone to a podcast and the quality has suffered.
Well,
I hate that.
Look, the quality has suffered, too, because of working remotely. I mean, that's
But we've
just
had low
fact.
Drops before. We have drops
sure.
that are, you know... I mean, I think I feel like we should either play less drops or just, can we just
erase
the most...
I don't think the quality of the show is as bad as you think it is, to tell you the truth. I listen to other ones, and I think ours is pretty well produced.
No, I'm talking podcast versus radio. I don't hear levels all over the place on radio. Of course, I don't hear radio doing any production, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would just rather do less and make it be the same level than try to do too much. I mean, is that the problem?
Well, it depends. I mean... We probably shouldn't play clips of people that have filmed off their TV because that's been a big issue.
If the audio is loud enough, I wouldn't mind. I'd rather hear, but I couldn't.
Yeah, but
hear
it sounds like shit anyway. Even if the audio is loud enough, when people record off their television,
of course, it is fun to give the person shit who presents it hasn't given enough thought to the quality. But I really couldn't hear it. Anyway, he said he's talking about the bubble, right?
Yes.
And he says that at least there's no women here to disrupt your concentration.
Sure.
So. He now is incapable of holding an announcing job for, I would assume, the rest of his life because he's an older guy.
I just wonder if there's other things that he's done or been warned about. Because this just seems ridiculous.
He's been doing it a long time.
Yeah, but that this one thing, don't you wonder if he's been warned before?
Well, maybe.
But you'll never know.
I did not say usually, though, you do kind of know when somebody's like, you know, Don Cherry has been controversial, but I thought that was the thing people loved about Don Cherry was that he speaks his mind. It seems to me that nobody has any freedom to say anything anymore.
Well, it's interesting. The hammer that came down on Milbury was from the NHL, not necessarily from NBC.
Hmm.
Plus, they're kind of presenting it like he's the one that decided to step away. No, I'm a distraction.
No, he didn't. Anybody says that's a liar.
Yeah.
Okay, any more broadcasters fired over the weekend?
I think
there was. Wasn't there one more?
I think there was another one. I'm trying to find it.
Really?
Well, maybe I'm thinking of the guy in Charlotte twisting in the wind for the N-word being mistyped. But I did think it was interesting that someone stood up for Tom Brennan. I didn't think anyone would, but the more I thought about it, you know, he's been doing Red Games for 27 years, and he's never really had a hiccup that I'm aware of.
Sure, but isn't that even...
He was once in a room with Tim Tebow, which made him better, not long enough.
Not better enough, yeah. Isn't that worse than what Milbury said? That's way worse.
Yeah, it was definitely worse. No, it was totally bad. It was terrible.
It was on a hot mic, too, means that... His apology is what cracks me up, because he was apologizing because he got caught on a hot mic. Mushnick also...
Well, isn't that true of anyone who apologizes for something? Isn't it because they
Milbury,
got caught? Because otherwise they wouldn't say anything.
Well, Milbury, no.
Think he's going to come back three and he's going to go, you know, during the commercials, you didn't hear this, but...
I don't know how you apologize in a moment like that. I guess you just say, hey, I said something stupid. I'm sorry it was caught.
Just think of all the people
drive into deep left field, and that's a home run by Castellanos.
Think of all the people in your everyday life who you come across who say something really stupid or really, I mean, now, I think now more than ever, when somebody says something
who you hanging
of a
out
racial
with?
Nature, I don't know, I don't hear it very often at all, but when they do, people's eyes kind of roll and people look at each other like, hear that, you know, but, you know, life goes on.
Sure.
And, you know, we will never get everyone to say the same thing all the time, the right thing. Never, ever. So, you know, it used to be that there was degree of just a little
can
tiny
space. Can I say
space.
This, though? Is Tom Brennan that great that people need to stand up for him?
Well, he's good.
Is he?
I think when people make a mistake,
can't you just find someone else to talk like that?
Yeah, you could easily. I could talk like Tom Redmond. I could do Tom Redmond better than Tom Redmond, probably.
John,
you spend 5, 10, 15 minutes with Tim Tebow in a room.
John points out on Facebook Live, shouldn't you consider all mics to be hot? It's funny.
Oh, absolutely. No, we're not. I'm not saying he didn't fuck up. I'm just saying that, you know, it used to be you made a mistake and you said, I'm really sorry. And you could at least judge a person's sincerity and maybe they suspend him or, you know, he doesn't get paid for a week.
So you're Fox Sports Ohio.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
What do you do? Fox Sports Ohio.
If I'm Fox Sports Ohio, well, I'm not talking about the corporate thing to do. I'm talking about the right thing to do. When someone makes a mistake, either it's such an egregious mistake. I mean, stabbing someone's a pretty big mistake.
That's fine. I understand that. But that decision was made by Fox Sports Ohio to let him go.
Okay, I leave Fox Sports out of it. I think when we cancel people at the drop of a hat, I think that's... It's just very poor form. And I think it goes against everything. Typically, we're the kind of people who like someone who comes back from making a mistake or you know, does something seriously wrong and shows that they're a better person than that, and they move on. Or they, in this case, he said a dumb word, and it was dumb, and nobody disagrees with it. But should he never be allowed to work again in the major leagues?
No, someone can hire him.
Yeah, they can, but they won't. I mean, he is finished. Mike Milbury is finished. He's not allowed to ever have a job again in broadcasting. I'm sure the guy in Cleveland, well, no, some people might not know who Cal Cornell is, I guess.
Whoa, way to out him. Way to dox him. I didn't even know who it was. You probably said it already.
There may be a lot of people who disagree with me, but I just don't like this idea that you make one, you know, you say the wrong thing, and it's, honestly, it's worse than a guy shooting a girl in the feet. It's worse. I mean, we could come up with a million examples of people who have committed physical crimes, harming people. Look at Antonio Brown. He's accused of sexually assaulting people. He's going to play football. He missed half a season, but I mean, he's allowed to come back. Antonio Brown did so many fucking things wrong, and yet, so when you say, well, that's because he makes a lot of money, he's really talented. Well, then, so we're saying, okay, we'll use our judgment on the little pieces of shit people that don't, you know, aren't that important, and we won't punish the people who make a lot of money.
Who would have thought?
We'll give them more privilege than they already have.
Who would have thought justice is inconsistent? That's what I hate. What about this game? What about that? What about that guy? What about this? What about that?
I don't
that?
Like it
it's
either.
Okay. You want to daisy chain everything and compare
No,
everything?
I don't Fine. Want daisy chain. By the way, I hate the word daisy chain. Why are so many people saying daisy chain now?
Are they?
I've been hearing it more lately.
Like canceled for saying daisy chain?
I don't know. Daisy
first
chain.
Time I've
what
heard
is
it?
Really? What is a daisy chain?
It's where you connect one thing to another, to another, to another, to another.
I'm sure it's got racist roots in it somehow. You're canceled.
Oh, no. No, you know what? Oh, never mind. My mom, I was at my mom's house over the weekend, and they have so much stuff. I love my mom and my dad to death. I'm just glad I did not get the hoarder gene because they save everything. I love getting rid of stuff. I love throwing away stuff. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Hi, Mommy.
And so she goes, do you want your old helmet? I'm like, my old helmet? From what? She goes, oh, I don't know. There's a box down there that says boys' helmets in it. And I open it up, and it's my Washington Redskins helmet from when I was a kid. I'm like, I can't be seen with this helmet, Mom. You got to throw it away immediately. And I said, actually, it's probably probably worth money now.
Is it the one, the basic, you
the
know,
one
like the
bar
he used to have, the one bar?
It was like Joe Theismann's, yeah. Theismann had a one bar for a while. Actually, I think it's a two bar one. But like, why did I pick the Redskins?
I believe Mark Mosley had the one bar.
And then I found a picture of myself with
the old Mark Mosley MVP. By the way,
he's fucking awesome. I have an autographed picture.
What,
I have an autographed picture.
23 field goals.
I have an autographed picture of him hanging in my house.
Is he the only kicker to be like
yes,
MVP?
He signed it, Mark Mosley, 83 MVP.
Jason Hansen should have won that shit a bunch of times.
Mosley was the man.
I got to get a commercial in here, but while I'm doing this,
call our 6:30 interview.
Can you tell me prior to political correctness of the last few years, how many announcers were fired for saying something? I remember Jimmy the Greek was not on the air when he said it.
Howard Cosell?
No, he didn't get fired.
Didn't get fired
no,
for
no, that little monkey. He didn't get fired for that. But Howard Cosell, okay, let's just say Howard Cosell had said that 10 years earlier and been fired. Look at what we would have missed. He was a really interesting guy.
Mm-hmm. Civil rights hero.
I just can't think of many broadcasters
I know
who
one.
Said something into a mic they didn't know was hot or, who's that, Brian?
Gay fucking shit.
But he's recent.
AJ Clemente. Okay,
honestly, I would have kept that guy. He didn't know the mic was open. It's his first day. Good God.
Well, I think it's the fucking shit that was the problem there. I don't think that was PC as more than, you know.
No.
They're in a station governed by the FCC.
You know, I know it's
because... It could cost them money in way of a fine.
I know it's because I'm not getting sleep. Stop thinking of the corporation all the time. Think of the right thing.
Money runs everything.
Okay, they can fine him anyway. Right, they can They can fine him if they keep him.
Okay.
They can fine him if they keep him or if they fire him. If you want to fire him because you think he's going to say gay fucking shit all the time, well, that's, I would agree. But, I mean, it just would be nice if people did what they thought was the right thing instead of going, oh, my God, we'll have people screaming at us. Because I don't think, honestly, what Mike Milbury said, were people up in arms about it? I don't even know.
I'm sure Twitter was, whatever that means.
There were a couple women who were upset.
Well, women do distract guys.
Well, I was going to say, why?
Distract guys?
Wait, why is that looked... No, I mean, I'm thinking about what he said.
They distract them with their wiles or their intelligence?
Well, not only that, but I'm taking offense as a man that we're that easily distracted by a hot piece of ass that we can't focus on our craft.
He's talking about puck bunnies, man. I used to remember going up to the Traverse City training camp. There'd be so many puck bunnies, all the chicks going
on. Well, wait a second, though. Seriously.
Okay, hold on then.
So guys can't control themselves?
No, they can't. Not very well.
I find his comments very offensive as a man.
I would say if there are no women in the bubble, the hockey players will be more focused. In fact, if he's talking about the puck bunnies, Brandon, then he's speaking a fact, isn't he?
I seen it.
I mean, don't the puck bunnies distract the players sometimes?
They distracted me, and I wasn't even a player.
I just hate this whole, you know, and some of the people, I'm trying to think of Me Too. Who got canceled in Me Too that really was kind of, I don't know. The Nerdist guy. Remember the Nerdist guy?
The Nerdist wasn't guy.
Wasn't that a girl? He's not canceled. They saw him on TV 2 days ago.
He was canceled for like 3 or 4 weeks, though. He was. No, remember that? There was a big hullabaloo. That was major news.
I would say Aziz Ansari.
Aziz Ansari.
Actually, no, the best one is Matt Damon.
He wasn't really canceled, though. I don't think, was he? No.
I haven't heard from him since.
All right, Royal Oak is roaring back, folks. Royal Oak, you know, we talked to a couple people who their business is up. Not because they're crowding people in and they're spreading the coronavirus, but because they're getting people to sort of do business as usual. The restaurants are 50% along with the regulations and guidelines. But I know at Mesa, we've had a pretty steady crowd. It's not a huge crowd, but maybe there's more people there when there used to be less people and less people when there used to be more people. And in fact, that was the point of Mitch Albom's column today, is can we open the movie theaters for fuck's sake?
I don't understand that.
But what Mesa's doing by giving away the Royal Oak Bucks is it's creating traffic in downtown Royal Oak. People are getting, hey, here's $20. Go spend it in Royal Oak. And they do. And thank you guys for doing that because Royal Oak's delighted and they're advertising here. So it's all good. Downtown dollars. They came up with $400,000 downtown dollars. They've just come up with another $100,000. If you didn't get your $20, jump in there and get them. Go to, is there a website? Oh, shit. Why didn't I read this? The website, the newsletter's Downtown RO in the Know.
Yeah.
The website is. Social media contests and challenges via the Royal Oak DDA's Facebook and Instagram pages. The next 1,000 people who sign up for the DDA's e-newsletter, Downtown RO in the Know, we'll get $20 in downtown dollars. What's the website?
You know what? It's on our website page. I do know that. So go to our website page and just link to it.
God damn it.
I'm going to click to it right now.
I'm doing it
and
right
I'm going to go to visit Royal Oak.
VisitRoyalOak.com.
VisitRoyalOak.com. Okay. All right. Done.
VisitRoyalOak.com.
You get $20. The next.
Pornhub.
The next, I don't know how many people it takes to get to $100,000 in free money, but isn't it 5,000 people?
Says the next, I'm looking at
1,000 people would be $20,000, wouldn't it?
The next 1,000.
What nothing, a mess!
Nothing worked
I'm
today.
Looking at the everything site. Is.
But it says we'll give away additional $100,000 in free money, and then it says the next 1,000 people, which would be $20,000. Maybe they're doing it 20 grand at a time.
Maybe some of it goes to Lyft and the RO.
Can we please speculate on everything that we have to discuss? Because we don't know the real answer. Good God!
We know there's an answer there.
It's a great program. It's worked very well. Just because I don't have my act together, don't hold it against Royal Oak. And those who are still holding on to your $20 in Royal Oak bucks, feel free to use them. Another, I think 500 people did over the weekend, and It's really been great for the city. It's Royal Oak's really rallying right now. Man, I tell you, if we could do Arts, Beats, and Eats, oh, boy, would that be a big crowd. I mean,
Drew Fest or Drew Palooza.
Drew Stock, Drew Palooza, whatever. So, yeah, there you go. The website, again, is visit
RoyalOak.com. Thank you, Teebs, for posting it on the Facebook Live.
Thanks, Teebster.
And then happy birthday, by the way.
And then GO2RO is the code if you want to use Lyft. Get $10 off. $10 off on the way in, $10 off on the way home. It's, let's see, 5 p.m. to 2 a.m. Thursday, Friday, and 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. Friday, Saturday. So that's it. And free parking is in all the parking garages, not on the meters. And also, Facebook Live is brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated, because water's everywhere in your home, your leaky sink, washing machine, behind your fridge, maybe 3 feet in the basement. Put 877-JOB-DONE on your fridge or visit 877jobdone.com. And they'll help you with the mold that water leaves behind, too. And they'll help you with the storm damage, fire damage. If you have COVID issues in your office, your workplace, or your work vehicles, they also handle that. 877, job done. And we've got our squatting story, right?
Yep. Here you go.
This is just so bad.
It's unbelievable.
And these things happen more than you'd think. This woman is a short-term runner who decides that she's not leaving. And she's taken over. The woman had a partner who went away, overseas, I think.
And so they subleased the one room in the apartment, and this lady stayed there. And they decided all of a sudden she needed her out, and the lady wouldn't leave. Now, you fast forward to March of this year, she agreed to leave at that point, and then COVID hit. So she's like, I ain't going anywhere. And it just was in front of a judge.
I wonder why she agreed to leave.
I don't know. We should call
her. I think she's lying. She's a serial grifter. It sounds like she does this all the time. And but the great news is her daughter has moved in with her now. also is a squatter.
The story's a little hard to understand. Studio
apartment. Well, there's also some photos of before and after.
Is it Heidi we're talking to?
Yes. Heidi also does a podcast, by the way.
Oh, cool. I haven't seen the pictures. I'm excited to see these. Maybe she can... Tiny kitchen. Off to the side. What is this song? Your bathroom is a separate room, but otherwise everything else is all one room. Yeah, yeah. Studio apartment. So tiny, it's like a little clubhouse. Studio apartment.
You don't like the song, Drew?
I'd say I'm dreamweaving more than usual. I love Matt Farley.
Thankfully, he has another apartment. So.
Is it Heidi we're going to talk to?
Yeah, she's okay. Here.
Oh, Heidi's here?
Yes.
Or Heidi.
I am here.
Hi, Heidi.
Hello.
We got Brandon and Mark, and I'm Drew, and we've been talking about this situation where you and your partner have this place. You loved your place, right?
Pardon me?
You loved your place when you and your partner were there, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a wonderful, wonderful home here in the West Village of New York.
Okay. And it's a two-bedroom, and your partner had to go away for a period of time, and so you were going to take a short-term renter in, correct?
Correct.
And the short-term renter moves in, and everything's okay. I guess she's paying you some rent, so you're financially, this is all working out. And then what happened? She didn't want to leave?
Correct. She paid 1 month, actually via borrowing money, about midway through June of 2019, when I was still asking for June's rent. She kept delaying, and then she finally said, oh, I'll borrow it from a friend who sent a check up, and, it started seeming like sort of a scam to me. She had come to our place prior December of 2018 as through Airbnb, and,
Well, she likes your place.
Yeah, yeah. And, later I found out through my own research that she had some other victims, because I had a feeling that, that maybe she was had done this before.
Okay, so then she first of all, when she says, you know what, I can't pay her, I'm borrow some money from somebody to pay. That's where the flags start going up. I just don't like this
person. Exactly, exactly.
And now, hopefully, Heidi, hopefully she's a wonderful person and ebullient and just a delightful to be around. Is that true? So she can make up for the fact that she doesn't pay.
I wish that was true. My kindness would be somewhat rewarded.
Oh, boy.
You know, she came in with her daughter, 11 years old at the time, and a dog, which I didn't expect the dog to come.
What? Wait. Did the daughter come later, or the daughter came with her as a package deal originally?
Package deal, yeah. I knew that, and we had 3 months, June, July, and August. And but when I started getting the red flags in June, we had some other changes to our familial needs. My mother turned out needing surgery, and my partner and I decided that we might need to fix up the apartment for a potential sale, because we had we needed to make sure we could honor our commitment to our lender.
I see.
I asked her to leave, she basically said, no, I can't. It's impossible. You'll basically yelling and screaming. You'll ruin my life. I need this address for my custody battle. And so to get the police to escort her out under the 30 days rule here in New York City. And they wouldn't because of the child. And then I had to start the process to evict her.
And you lost in court, correct?
We won the eviction process. So I tried first a kind surrender agreement during the summer. Sat down with her and have a lovely conversation. She's a very she's very charming, and she can be very charming and convincing. That's what makes her a good
People that don't pay grifter. People that are able to get away with not paying bills tend to be very charming because they're able to extend their stay. Is the daughter charming also?
Very quiet, and unfortunately, it became very evident that she uses her daughter as kind of a shield and a weapon by saying, very early on, she said, you intimidate my daughter, don't talk to my daughter, don't pet my dog, things like that.
Don't pet my dog?
The dog is a really interesting part of this, too, because when I'm reading the Post article, it almost seemed like it was your dog, and she was mad that the dog was really, because the story is that her dog was relieving itself in the apartment.
Yes.
What?
Her dog every single day.
Every day?
Every day.
I expect my dog to bat 1,000 and go outside every day, but never should it go inside every day. What, it can't take one day off and go outside?
Yeah, they just, didn't know how to care for the dog. You know, they just got up and they let the dog walk around the apartment, and, by the time they decided to take it out, it had already done its business.
Did anybody, who cleaned it up?
She did. I mean, a couple times I had to, when the dog was there by itself and I came home before she or her daughter did, but I just flipped over when they left, July, I flipped over, I did some, cleaning up and straightening up, and I flipped over my area rug, it was stained all the way through.
Is she, now, she, surely she's coming for the money to pay for the rug.
Right.
Well, that's a challenge, she's, doesn't work, and she's a scammer,
work.
So,
I thought
I
thought she was doing a documentary.
That's what she says to people.
She's a filmmaker.
Is that,
fake filmmaker.
Has she ever done any documentaries?
I don't know. I can't speak to that.
You didn't deep dive on her, Heidi?
I haven't,
take care of that for you.
Well, I thought she did one on Bill, or posted a video of Bill Clinton, or I didn't understand
that. I think it was just a little video, behind the scenes video, probably.
Mark,
but
is that Heidi's pretty face up there?
No, that's the scammer.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, she looks,
she's not that pretty.
She looks frightening.
She does look kind of frightening in that picture.
Yeah.
And if I could just add, that in July when I tried to sit down and do a surrender agreement, and I said, it appears that you might be having some financial trouble, and I give you, and we need the apartment back for my mom for her surgery that we need to schedule, and then we'll give you July and August for free if you agree to move out at the end of August. And she's like, as we agreed. So, sure, and then when I tried to give her agreement to sign, she said, no, my daughter's lawyer has to check it out, because she was going
my daughter's
custody,
her daughter has his, her own lawyer
for a custody battle.
Do kids have lawyers now when their parents get divorced?
Evidently
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. Maybe someone that represents their needs in the court.
So I think
in other words, if let's just say that Mark gets divorced tomorrow, Charlotte and Annie have to have a lawyer.
I think they have one that represents them in hearings for what's best for them.
Really? Even if it's you guys who would agree how many days here, there, everywhere?
Well, I don't. If it's an amicable agreement, they probably don't need a lawyer.
Oh my God. I don't think kids need lawyers.
Consider that a divorce.
Heidi, are you too nice?
Unless it's ridiculous.
I feel like, Heidi, you're too nice.
I have been told that my kindness can be taken advantage of, yes.
But you don't expect people to do this. I mean, first of all, the dog alone, they show up and it's like, wait, the dog? Where'd the dog come from? I mean, what did she say?
Their apartment is overrun with feces.
Did she say, I forgot to tell you about the dog. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, basically. And you know, what are you going to do? You got a daughter and a mother and daughter need a place. And, you know, I said, hey, you know, we have space for, you know, a couple months, come on in. But we had to go through the eviction process.
Here's what you say. Here's what you say. Listen, here's what you do. Go to your friend's house, and then when you leave, say, oh, did I forget to tell you I'm leaving the dog? See ya! And she leaves the dog there, because it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
if she gets away, if she's able to pull that off, then it's reasonable. If not, then, you know, she should know what an idiot she is. But we know she knows she's a grifter.
What kind of dog was it? Not, yeah. I mean, well, I guess maybe it does matter. Was it a big dog?
Small.
Was it,
okay. No, small dog.
Now, there was a really interesting part, too, where she had left the apartment for a number of days, and you managed to change the locks, but somehow she got back in.
Yeah, so when you asked earlier, I lost the case. What the original one, we went through the eviction process from October through January. And end of January, she signed a stipulation to leave the place. We negotiated she would leave the place March 31st, and we would forgive the back rent because she didn't pay anything after June 2019. And
what?
So she agreed to that. Yeah,
okay,
she agreed to
okay.
that, and we got a warrant for an eviction, all secured in February, to be ready because we knew at that point she was had done some research and met these other victims that are mentioned in the article, and I had to and then the pandemic hit, and then I remember hearing them talk in the hallway one night. Oh, thank God for the pandemic because they knew they would be able to.
Thank God. Oh, that's nice. Oh, thank God, 170,000 people are going to die, so at least I can stay here for a few months.
Yeah,
that's really nice. And she's rooting for the pandemic.
Use the pandemic. So, why don't you pretend you have it and just start coughing on it?
That's two people have mentioned that.
Heidi, let me stop you just for a second because I'm dying to know.
Yes.
Have you thought? Because this is where I would be if I were you right now. I'd be going, I have to move out. I can't stay here anymore. I've got to leave. And I would leave them there. I just couldn't take it.
Well, you know, that's one of the things. We love our home, and it's a. You know, we're not wealthy. We, you know, work paycheck to paycheck. I was actually laid off in October. And,
oh, no.
You know, this is a dream pad, you know, to try to maybe have a little bit of a nest egg after we, you know, someday sell it down the road. And so, you know, we want to protect our home and you know, honor our commitments to our lender and such. And we don't want to walk away. Yeah.
So you feel like you're the security guard now. You don't really live there.
Essentially. Yeah.
And do you spend time? How big is the apartment?
About 650 square feet.
Oh, my God.
There's two bedrooms right next to each other, one bathroom and one kitchen,
so
and then the living room.
You can't get away from them.
Correct. And as things slowly increased, you know, she started accusing me of things and then saying she's going to sue me because I'm intimidating them and her daughter. And
yeah, go ahead. Bring it.
Wait,
I would have to go, wait, you're going to sue me. You move in. You pay nothing. It's been over a year, and you're going to sue me. Are you kidding me?
Oh, she started saying that in the second month.
Well, then I almost went digger.
Oh, honey, yeah. I want you to have your life back. Where's your partner now?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, yeah, she's stuck international. She went to handle some affairs for her deceased mother, and we, you know, because we ran out of money dealing with the legal fees, and then the pandemic hit as well. So both her, you know, fearing to come back to this, terrorizing, because through the time, she also started spraying chemicals on my bedroom door and through my crack with my bedroom. And
What kind? Just like Clorox?
Some sort of cleaning. Yeah, I mean, it's no idea, but probably,
pandemic. When you and your partner talk, is it pretty much you talk about this grifter and all the crazy things she's done? Is that pretty much what your conversation's about
now?
Yeah,
I mean, it's about protecting our home, really, and where do we find money? You know, we need money to, you know, pay our bills, and so it's become quite a Okay. Financial as well as emotional and for me, physical safety issue.
This is when I just wondered.
And this is why I did the self-help when they left. They hadn't left at all during the year, hardly for maybe one day at a time. And when they left and they were gone for 2 weeks in July, and I just said, I have no idea, they didn't say anything, and they didn't leave keys, and I feel unsafe with not knowing who has the keys out there. So I decided to put a lock, change the locks, and I put a note in the door with all expectations of giving her the key back. When she got back, she wound up being gone 17 days. And when she called my lawyer, she basically said, you know, I'm not leaving. And I just broke down. I was just like, I can't let her in. I said, I'd rather fight her in court and then have to fight her and protect myself in the home. And so that's what led us to the lockout self-help. Okay. She brought a order to show cause, and that's what I lost.
So she's back in now.
So she's back in.
Have you been back in there since she's been allowed back in?
It's just today. So I went back to make sure that she got the key because I had to put another door because she didn't come back when she was supposed to. And
well, let me do this.
I'm back.
Oh, no.
That's the actual audio of her. let's get someone else's opinion on her. Let me see if I can find something here. She's been arrested twice, once for allegedly stalking, also for forgery and grand larceny after she allegedly stole her ex-girlfriend's credit card to pay for hotel rooms in the area. Gladstone, who posted a behind-the-scenes clip of Bill Clinton on Vimeo that she captioned, "My Day with Bill and Tony and Sarah," was no star to Matt Titus, the celebrity matchmaker who rented her his 400-square-foot studio apartment on West 13th in 2017. Okay, this is Matt.
Yeah.
"She's absolutely one of the most vile, terrible human beings I've ever encountered." He accused her of squatting with her child in his apartment for months in 2017, ultimately leaving him $20,000 in debt and ruining his credit. "It's terrible," said Titus. His ordeal was described in Manhattan federal court. The divorced mom also allegedly squatted for months in the Christopher Street home of her ex-girlfriend, refusing to leave until she was paid $20,000. Wait, she was paid $20,000 to leave? There's nothing. This background, the judge, you can't say, look, this is what she does. This is what she's in.
We tried. My lawyers were wonderful. They tried to bring in, you know, her past, the housing grifting and the criminal background, but because it was a case strictly about, the judge kept saying the case is strictly about an illegal lockout. Self-help can't be done when you have a warrant. And I was like, well, we can do it because of the pandemic and nobody's willing. I contacted legislators, the governor's office, the mayor's office.
Oh.
Nobody would help me. You know, and
man, you know, it seems like it just. Yeah. If I had a choice, I think I'd rather be her than you. Yeah. It seems like there's more protections for her than there are for you.
Exactly. That's why I'm telling my story, because I want to help. You know, because once she, you know, obviously we want her out of our apartment, but once she leaves my apartment, she's going to victimize somebody else.
Do you have her phone number? We'll call her.
Yeah, I'd love to call her. Yeah, sure. We'll see if we can get a number, Mark. I'll get it from you.
I'll text you.
I want to wish you the best of luck, Heidi.
I want to ask this question though. So if she's spraying you with stuff, isn't there some way to say to get like a personal protection order? Like
we tried, but the police also, it was very hard to convince them. They kept saying, you know, they did take a couple of my complaints, but they basically said, you know, there's no way to prove intent, or whatever. And we tried to bring that into the second part of the case to ask for them. Even if they ruled as a illegal lockout, that not to put her back in because of the safety issues, and they found it was not the imminent danger. And
oh, Jesus, of course not. So, he always favors her.
And that's part of the reason I'm, you know, like I said, trying to get this word out to help not only future victims, but help people see that the systems are stacked, you know, in extreme measures.
Yeah, against responsible
single
people.
Single homeowners. Yeah, exactly.
Well, okay. Heidi, best of luck to you. Mark's going to cry at your phone number here.
Thank
I guess
you so much.
We'll see if we can give her a buzz.
Let's plug your podcast. What's your podcast, Heidi?
Oh, yes. Well, I moved to New York City 16 years ago to follow my passion in fine art photography. I also love connecting people, and I started an organization called International Women Artists Salon. And we've done exhibitions and showcases and such. And I started a radio show called Salon Radio. And it's now turned into a podcast.
Good luck with the podcast.
It turned into a podcast? Seriously?
I did, yes. It's been a little bit delayed because of all this happening this year, but I'm looking forward to getting back to regularity. We have over 300 shows from being on internet radio in the past. Yeah.
And do you know how many downloads you get? Any idea?
Not sure, because it's, you know, one of those things. It's kind of like I'm just doing a lot of this on my own, and you know, I just kind of get the content going. I need some. If anybody wants to intern out there, give me a call.
Yeah, how, cool. How about Kate? What if Kate, the squatter, wants to be on? I mean, she's a woman. Well, she's an artist.
You should do a show with her.
You know, interestingly, early on, I did invite her to, you know, try to, you know, find common ground, and then I did invite her to it as a filmmaker. But
probably wanted to be paid
as a filmmaker.
As a filmmaker. That's yeah. Well,
I thought she would have accepted that.
You're too nice, Heidi.
Heidi, good luck. If we do get a hold of her, we will certainly let you know what happens.
Okay. Thank you so much, bye-bye, gentlemen. Heidi. All the best to you.
Thank
well.
You. Good luck to you. Oh, my God. I want to cry right now. Oh, God. I hate people. I hate people.
Rent.
I hate everyone. I'm so glad.
That's insane. And, you know, a lot of people could be taking advantage of the same thing that this girl is taking. Imagine if we had, you know, thousands upon thousands of Kates out there. They would just destroy this country.
Well,
because technically,
there are,
right,
though,
technically,
there are thousands and thousands of Kates. People do this to people all the time. I mean, there's honestly, yeah. there are so many things in place. It's just like all this bail money now that's available to low-income people. And what happens, it gets perverted. And people who commit serious crimes are using this bail money. And according to Chief Craig in Detroit, and Chicago said the same thing. They will arrest people for doing terrible, terrible things like rioting, looting, and they'll be out the next day. And they see him out there again. It's like, oh, you again? Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'd love to talk to this other chick and just call her out on her bullshit. Yeah, she's an artist. Nice artist. Dr. Yaldo's back. If you would like to get freedom from glasses, contacts, reading glasses, get $1,500 off. Mention the Drew and Mike show and go to Dr. Yaldo and get better than 20/20 vision. Maybe get 20/20, maybe get better. A lot do get better, but you'll be having see-offs in no time. Dr. Yaldo also does the multifocal lens exchange. If you're 45 or over, you'll see the microscopic print with your far vision in high-def HD. It's not hype, and very rare are there side effects or any problems. The surgeries are very safe, and they have gone through all the protocols for COVID. Call 800-398-EYES for Dr. Yaldo, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com and tell them Drew and Mike sent you. Get $1,500 off. If nothing else, get the consultation and see what you think. Hall Financial, we were just on the Hall Financial hotline, but with poor Heidi. Oh, my God. Maybe David Hall can refinance her and save some money. Hall Financial wants to know, you to know, the mortgage rates are at an all-time low. So people are saving, you've heard, many, many people saving tens of thousands of dollars, some well more than that, depending on how much your mortgage is. But whatever it is, saving something or saving 10%, 5%, it's a big deal. So call Hall Financial, see what they can do for you. The average is 19 days. Don't hurt the average. Although I think they would like your business, even if you do hurt the average a little bit. 248-308-5000. They got over 1,700 five-star reviews. Or go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. You can go to our website, and you can click the link for Hall Financial. NMLS number 1467435. Luke Nowacki, by the way, is...
Is he okay?
Oh, wait, did he pass? No, I mean, did he fail his COVID? Is failing your COVID test meaning you don't have it?
No, that would mean you would have it, right, if you failed it? Just well, HIV?
He did have it. I think he's still waiting for his second or third test.
Brandon got one. Brandon got a COVID test.
I did, yeah. I had to get one to get another test.
They swabbed his butt.
Yeah, there's
not bad.
There are a lot of things that you have to do. You have to get a COVID test before you can do this or you can do that. And
yep.
It's tough out there. Anyway, Luke Nowacki. He, fortunately, even with COVID, he's been giving great financial advice to people at Pinnacle Wealth. You can call Luke for rational financial advice, 248-663-4748. COVID is, you know, it's a big deal. It affects a lot of things going on in business, in the stock market. What does COVID mean for your investments now? What does it mean for them in 6 months? What about in 6 years? Stocks, bonds, what kind of combination should your portfolio have? Maybe you don't have a portfolio, but you'd like to have one. Maybe you know you make decent money, you and your spouse, and for some reason you're not saving any money. Why don't you sit down and talk to Luke Nowacki? Also find out if your company's in the right investments. Is your pension fund meeting its projected return? Luke's number at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services, offered through Loyal Alliance Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates, is a separately owned and other entities in our marketing and product service reference here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated.
Man, I'm looking at, on Vimeo, you know what Vimeo is, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the squatter's page on Vimeo of 8 videos, including the one with Bill Clinton, which is 12 seconds long.
Wait, why is she
not
in
a documentary filmmaker? She's full of shit.
I feel bad for Heidi because she's so trusting.
She's too nice.
Here, look, here I'm with Bill Clinton, and it's 12 seconds. Is she in the clip?
No.
Then,
no, the worst one.
I don't understand why was Kate so. Oh my God! There's a 12-second Bill Clinton. Did you make this 12-second clip?
I think what it was, like she said, that this lady stayed at the Airbnb and paid and was very nice. So okay, but if she would have
loves Heidi's place.
She could have gotten one reference and talked to that one guy who got ripped off. Oh, just the whole thing
sucks. I have to tell you something. I know a lot of people who, when that dog, when that dog showed up, would it be no? Yeah. That is not the deal. And then. Okay, if you did
get him out of here,
maybe the dog's really cute, and then the dog starts using your 650 square foot apartment for its bathroom every day. I mean, without fail, it sounds like the dog never fails to use the apartment as its place to go to the bathroom.
Come on, really? It's a nice looking apartment too. There's a before and after picture. Did you see the before and after picture? Man.
No, I didn't. Let me see.
There's the. This is before. It's a nice, lovely apartment, right? Got a chandelier in the living room, table, couch. Everything's lovely, right? Yeah. Here's what happens after Kate gets it.
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all her shit.
What the? There's a different carpet now. Is that the new one?
They probably
soiling?
Had to replace it. Yeah, that dog destroyed it.
The dog needed the carpet to soil.
It's the same carpet. You're looking at a throw carpet on top. But doesn't this look like a pile of feces right here on the carpet? Look, I'll point it out right there. Doesn't that look like a nice fresh pile?
Oh, yeah, I think it is.
I'd pick that up.
It's poop.
I'd pick that up and put it right in that pillow since she said she's sleeping on the couch.
I'd put it inside.
So she lays down and puts her ear right in that turd.
That reminds me.
Nice ear turd for you, honey.
Someone sent me this over the weekend. It was a story about Portland. And, you know, they've had, I don't know how many consecutive nights it is now. Did something happen over the weekend in Portland, too? Something bad?
Yeah, more riots.
Yeah, another riot, yeah.
Another riot. How many riots is that?
Every night. I don't know.
Do we know, are people in Portland getting tired of this? Or are people in Portland just like, oh, this is just the way we do it in Portland?
No, I'm sure
the people
tired of it.
On the boner line from Portland have said that it's not a big deal. It's only a small section, and it happens all the time in this.
Was this recently or way back? Because I remember when somebody said that before, and it was like, okay, well, if you guys are cool with it, I'm cool with it.
For Portland or Seattle?
Yeah, no, the people on the boner line. Are those recent people? Like the last couple weeks?
Yeah, I'll try to find one.
I mean, we're talking about 80, 90 days, close to 90 days?
Yeah, but
because there's a lot of damage to downtown Portland.
It's really the last, what, 25, not that that's acceptable.
Actually, the last couple weeks have been the worst. And not only that, there are, and this is true in Seattle too, there are businesses who no longer want to be there. There are businesses who are coming there that don't want to come there. And the refrain is that you don't support business here, so we're going to take our business elsewhere. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them a bit.
Sure. No, I wouldn't want to have a business in Portland.
That poor guy with the in the chop zone? And they're just like,
yeah,
screw
you know,
buddy.
He was in the news again for something.
He was?
Yeah. You know, it was last week he was getting more shit for something. I can't remember what it was.
Wait, the guy that had the business?
Yeah.
But he sat there
I remember
there and
reading
took
it going and thinking if we should call him, and it was kind of like, it seemed like more of the same.
He was so bummed.
No, I know. And I didn't want to bug him for more of the same kind of thing.
I think he's the most bummed person that's been on the show until Heidi today.
Or until you heard bad audio.
Well, yeah, I was bummed. I did. I'm serious. You know what? When I listen back to it, too, I hear other stuff where I lose my concentration. I can't. I'm like, wait, I want this stamped out. I feel like if we just zap every piece of bad audio, then we'll never hear it again, right? But then it seems like audio that was good audio becomes bad audio. And how is that possible?
It's crazy.
I mean, how could a good piece of audio go bad? It almost seems impossible. But that's why I went apeshit on Thursday, because we played a Homer Simpson drop in the intro, and I'm like, I've heard that drop 500 times, and it's never been low before. Why is it suddenly losing audio?
I didn't mean to bring it up again.
Thanks, Mark. So what it is, Drew, is I have a player. I'm not with you guys. So when I fire audio, I have a slider, and it's very, very small. And admittedly, I've been a little off, and my hands are a little weird, and my slider fucked up a couple times, so Well, why don't we try not to?
It seems like wherever the bad audio is coming from should just be eliminated, or just can we get a new slider? Can we get a new mixer?
Can I come back to the studio?
Well, that's going to happen. Yeah,
that's
but,
it.
I mean, until you come back, isn't there something we can do? I mean, we got Trudy new equipment to make because she sounded bad.
But it's not the equipment.
So there's nothing technically that could solve this.
Well, we could move drops to a different computer.
I mean, it seems like it'd be worth a try because I don't want to stop playing drops. I just, every time it happens, I'm like, wait, what is this one? Why is this one too low?
I just really don't think that the drops are all that shitty and as bad as you think they are. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's a horribly produced podcast.
The reason I said, I'm not saying that. The reason I said compared to radio is because radio, if it was a good drop, it was always a good drop. You didn't have the variation for the same
thing.
Can you give me an example?
What drop that we had is bad?
It was the Homer Simpson drop on the beginning of the show on Thursday.
It was, will this year ever end?
I've heard that drop a billion times. It's never sounded bad.
Yeah, it's just because the Windows Media Player was potted down.
Oh, well, potted down is that's human error.
Will this horrible year never end?
Yeah, I told you. I've told you six times. It's
that you potted it down? That it was potted down? Wait, why would you ever... Hold on, time out. Why would you... The drop pot, whatever the drop pot is, why would it ever be down? It can,
I can
only
tell
play
you why
at the wrong level if it's down.
Sometimes when we play music beds and
stuff... Okay, I would never play a music bed in the same bed as a drop brand because... The chances are, every once in a while, you're going to have the pot down low for the music, and you're going to play a drop, and it's going to be at the low level.
Okay.
Am I correct?
I don't have that option. I have one.
Then I would never play music on that pot, because occasionally, once in a while, am I right, you're going to leave it down for the music, and you go, you want to hit a drop,
but true, there's
bang.
Times where you ask for music.
Then why can't Mark play it?
Sometimes he's busy with something, and so I grab it.
Well, can
this
we
is
not?
A silly
can we,
conversation.
Can we not,
I don't know.
I mean, it seems like an easy conversation. Mark, is it possible that you could drop what you're doing to get the music?
Sure.
In that case, then we won't have the issue. I mean, that's all I want to do is solve the problem.
Meeting adjourned.
I think I like that BTO.
No one likes BTO.
No, just
being so stupid.
You're stupid.
No, you're stupid.
You're stupid.
I think they should just play the breakdown when they play the song on the radio. I bet you would test better. Well,
you sound upset, my friend.
There are so many things this weekend, and I'm going to bring this up, and I can't remember the name of this damn thing. I was on Amazon Prime,
yeah,
and I see this documentary. It's about this kid who his father was in prison virtually his entire life. And his mother raised him. He loved his mother. And there were a lot of pictures of her, and she looked really nice. And so his father died of AIDS at the age of, actually, he was driving a car that he was unable to control.
He was a heroin addict.
Because they put him. They put him
How old is this kid?
He was a heroin addict, yes. Because they put him in hospice. So what do you know? They give him a big Lincoln Continental. The guy's 49 pounds, and he can't control it. And boom.
49 dead. Pounds.
Yeah, he was really, he lost a lot of weight.
It's a terrible disease.
So the kid gets this pile of tapes from his uncle, his dad's brother, who he knows a lot better than his dad, because his dad he just knows from a few visits in prison. It just doesn't sound like there was much of an effort made by the dad, even when he was in prison. And he gets thrown in, he gets out, and he gets thrown right in again. He's a con man. He's just like this person that's taken over Heidi's
squatter, yeah.
Except that he's married to his mom. But he grows up thinking, you know, mom is a single mom. She's an angel. You know, she got me somehow to adulthood. Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a father.
My dad is just a serial criminal, and he even ripped off his brother, who's a really nice guy.
Oh, that's great.
He ripped off his brother's friends. He ripped off anyone, and usually he got caught. Because in one example, he's explaining that... The brother's explaining that he had this apartment and he had fixed it up. And I think it was where he grew up. His parents had lived in it previously. He's an artist, by the way. A pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
And when he's not there.
A con artist.
He's a real artist. They showed his art, too. When he's not there.
Thank you.
And his three friends, who are his roommates, are there when they're much younger. His brother comes in with a knife and at knife point demands everything these guys have, you know, watches, money, whatever. Yeah. And they give it up to him. And then they call the police and they go, yeah, our roommate's brother just robbed us. And they go, oh, that guy. Yeah, he just got out. And they go arrest him and they put him in prison.
Wow.
Again. So he's not the most creative criminal.
That's my dad.
Yeah, that's his dad. So eventually when he, I guess maybe he's in his 30s, he realizes that his uncle has given him this big box of tapes and they're all interviews with his dad.
Dad, okay.
Who interviewed him? His uncle, I think, pretty much. And in some cases he's explaining certain things and he doesn't really know what they are, but he has this empty thing in his gut just, you know, for not having a dad at all.
Yeah.
And just having these very few memories. So he starts watching the tapes. And what happens is after
I wish I had a father.
He watches about 2 or 3 hours. He realizes that his life is something entirely different than what he thought it was.
In what way?
Okay, I'll give you an example.
What's the name of this, or who are they?
I wish I could think of the fucking title. I'll give you a hint.
That's all
right. You might be able to find it, because Denny McClain turns up in it.
What?
Yes, he does.
Wow, there's so many which ways Denny could turn up.
Here's how it happens.
Was he in prison with the guy? No,
this is so funny, because honestly, I was just starting to go, I don't know if I want to watch the rest of this. And then all of a sudden, Denny turns up.
What?
And Denny's in the thing.
What?
Because.
Does Denny know that he's in this movie?
Oh, yeah, Denny knows. Okay, the guy's in New York. They grew up in the Bronx. He's in prison in New York. And somehow he scams his way into this other prison in Alabama. And I guess it's kind of a club fed. And Denny's there.
Oh, wow.
Denny's
in prison. Right. Okay, great.
So he's talking about, yeah, and the Tigers had this 31-game win. And he's in this place in Alabama. What do you know?
Huh.
And so then they go and interview Denny.
Is it called Getting Over?
Read me a description.
Getting over, con artist, criminal, dope fiend, ... father.
It's gotta be. Yes, that's it. That's it. There you go.
Man discovers a box of injuries. Okay. Oh my God. He was a heroin addict that died of AIDS. I was joking.
Yeah, he did die of AIDS. Yeah.
He was a heroin addict.
He did have heroin. Yeah, he did heroin all the time. He used dirty needles. He was just, this guy's an idiot. He was such an idiot. He was one of the most soulless human beings I could ever imagine. Because when he watches the tapes, there are times he has these few memories of, you know, we visited my dad, you know, dad and I bonded a little bit. And then when dad's dying, or no, he's not dying. It's one of his breaks between prison runs. He comes home and he's thinking, oh, dad and I had this great reunion. And not only that, mom fell and hurt herself and dad saved her.
Oh, yeah. So dad beat her, right?
No. It's more interesting than that, even.
What?
But dad's side of that, when he gets to dad, yeah, I got out, I get home, and my kid didn't have any signs for me, like, welcome home, dad. Usually people are real excited to meet dad. Kid didn't do a damn thing for me, just sat there and watched TV.
What?
Yeah, no, he's a total sociopath. He has no empathy whatsoever. And then, additionally, when dad's describing that, he describes that he's doing heroin with mom, who he didn't know mom did heroin. And mom takes a shot in the bathroom, passes out, and hits her head.
Oh.
And so dad has to kick the door in. But when he was a little kid, dad said, yeah, your mom fell and hit her head in the bathroom, and I got to kick it. Boom! Kicks the door. And so dad's a hero.
Wow.
It's so ridiculous.
Hi, mommy.
It's so stupid.
Did anyone order a hero?
And it really gets weird. Well, of course, the Denny McClain thing takes this bizarre turn. And then because he was in Alabama in prison, he's got AIDS from heroin.
AIDS and, in Alabama. No.
And I know, no better place to have AIDS in Alabama. AIDS in Alabama. he's in his cell, and his cell catches fire.
Well, gee,
and it seems that no one is really doing anything about it. It's because it was so early in the AIDS virus. And these guys come to know, over being in prison for a long time, that viruses in a prison are very serious.
Yeah.
And so I guess someone decided that I don't want this guy with AIDS here anymore, and they tried to burn him up.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's Denny comments on that too. Denny was really good. Denny's always good.
He's good.
What can I say?
Entertaining.
I know he took a, well, it really wasn't a very pleasant story, but
That's I mean, that's amazing, though. This dude is fine now. Is A-okay.
The kid? Well,
when did his mom die?
I don't know if he's fine.
When did his mom get off heroin?
Well, here's what happened. After his dad died, his mom, died 9 days later.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so mom's gone. But he had, you know, memories of mom being this wonderful, caring mom. And turns out, you know, he thinks when they're going to prison to see dad is this great event. You know, it's once-in-a-lifetime thing. I get to see dad. And then he finds out, yeah, so the wife, she's bringing the kid over. And actually, he doesn't even really focus on the kid coming to see him at all. It's more like, yeah, mom's bringing me 90 Valiums in a balloon. And he's describing how she's going to get the balloon to him, or how she got the balloon to him, and you know how she got the heroin to him. And that's really all the visit is to him, is how to get the drugs out of mom, or to pass them with nobody finding out. And he describes in one of the stories, he talks about putting it up his ass, which is really nice.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, the kid, you know, who has this idea of his life is one thing, is finding all these things out. And he's watching the video because he already feels completely alone in the world. He just feels... between not having his dad and having lost his mom almost at the exact same time, and he just doesn't make friends easily. It's really kind of sad. Mm. I mean, to put it mildly. And I don't know. I didn't finish it, so I'm not sure exactly what happens. I mean, the guy maybe he might start working out. He might be super buff and going, "Oh man, look at me! I'm so hot." For all I know, it'd be a hilarious ending.
It's really interesting though that the uncle decided to interview him.
Yeah, I. The uncle is a really interesting guy because the uncle also describes their childhood, and they grew up with their grandparents in this building, and the grandparents owned the building. It's in the Bronx. It's not terribly extravagant, like not at all. In fact, it's I thought, oh, maybe that's why the guy did heroin, because he lived in that neighborhood and it really looks kind of tough.
Yeah.
And the parents live downstairs. The grandparents live upstairs. And the dad stays with his parents most of the time. I mean, he's like in his 40s staying with his parents while mom's downstairs. And the reason is because dad went AWOL on the war.
Oh.
So he is, marshals are looking for dad. And so for like 20 fucking years, he's staying upstairs. He never works. He never does anything. He is essentially the son.
Weird.
Yeah, and so the two sons watch this growing up and, you know, never... Does dad want anyone to know where he lives? And, you know, he doesn't have any ID. Loser. He doesn't have anything. And the son, who is not in prison, he ends up, he has no credit cards. He says he's never written a check in his life. He is totally, like, the U.S. government knows nothing about him. They could never track him. And he doesn't even know why he does that. And he sort of came to the conclusion that, you know, through therapy, probably, that, you know, this is all based on the way he saw his father growing up.
Huh.
But the father sounded like a total load. I haven't really seen the entire thing yet, but it was just the weirdest. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, seeing all these hours of video about a person, your dad, who you didn't know shit about, and then finding out. I mean, he knew he was a piece of shit.
Any family secret that comes out is
wild. It was pretty wild.
It's kind of like,
I do want to finish it.
It's kind of like John Shepherd, right, Brandon?
Yeah, I was actually going to say that actually really reminds me of Netflix's new 16-minute piece, and it's titled, what?
John was trying to contact aliens. Yeah. It's a 16-minute documentary. I've been trying to get you to watch it.
I kept seeing it and going, wow, it's only 16 minutes long. I need to be entertained for more than 16 minutes.
Yeah, but it's an easy 16 minutes.
Now it is. I could go do show prep.
Hey, it's also a local story. This looks like it's up there in Antrim County, up by Torch Lake.
So, I didn't know it was local, but let me just say this before you get started there, and that it's the big summer event at Zot Ford in Holly. DealsIndy.com, they've kicked it off, unlike the Big Ten. Their summer sales event. That means you'll get deals as hot as the midsummer days. Boy, it is hot. Oh, my God. And Brandon's meal delivered during each podcast. Plus, our friends at Zot Ford have considerably more inventory to choose from the most dealers, so finding a new whip of your dreams is never a problem. Zot Ford is eight. I don't think they still have eight, but that's got me. New 2020 Ford car, trucks, and SUVs you can lease below $200 a month. They have Ford Fusions, Mustangs, EcoSports, all-wheel drive Escapes, Edges, Explorers. And don't forget the Super Crew 4x4, F-150s, and all-new Ford Rangers, each under $200 a month. And believe it or not, many listeners who originally leased from Zot Ford in the early days of the podcast are going into their second and third leases just like super listener John Tucker. Thank you, John. So if you lease your last ride from Zot or not, why don't you check out dealsindeed.com, talk to Gabara, Anthony, or any of the hottest staff in Oakland County about finding something for you at Zot Ford in Holly. And
John Tucker, didn't he have a movie done after him?
Jonathan Tucker Must Die?
Yeah.
Well, he made it. I mean, for all those people who want him to die, he made it through it all.
It's actually pretty funny.
It's not a bad movie.
Is it good?
It's silly.
Yeah. Well, so what's this guy trying to contact aliens? Because I read the description. I really sort of wanted to watch it before you said anything about it.
That's pretty much the story. John Shepard, he lives up in what county is it? You said it's like
I want to say Antrim County. They don't really get specific, but I've seen some things regarding Torch Lake, and they really kind of describe it as very gloomy and morose, when in reality that area is actually pretty beautiful.
Well, he was kind of a loner. His mom, he really didn't get into why his mom left, but his grandparents raised him. His dad bolted the second he was born, so he had no mom, no dad. That's what made me think of it as you were telling the other story.
Is it not amazing how many grandparents raise their grandkids?
I know.
I mean, it just...
My dad, yeah.
Watching true crime...
Pretty sweet for those parents.
I know. If you watch a lot of true crime, or you watch Intervention, is a great example. In an Intervention, almost inevitably, whoever it is being intervened on because they absolutely cannot give up drugs or even consider doing it on their own, you'll find that there are so many little kids living with their grandparents who do it and don't complain about it. They love the little grandkids, but what? I mean, you've raised one set of kids already. Jesus!
You know, it can mess up a kid pretty good if they don't, you know, depending on what the parents did or why they're living that way.
Well, there's a lot of kids who consider their grandparents their parents. And, sure. And I got to tell you something really funny. When I was a little kid, not even a little kid, well, probably more when I was an adult, and this would happen a lot at various jobs. I remember at Stone Container very well, because it happened all the time, that someone's grandmother would die or their grandfather, and they'd be out of work for 3 days. And I was like, that's for their grandmother? What the fuck is that? The reason was because I didn't really know my grandparents.
Oh.
So, I mean, I understand, having more life experience now, that you can be close to your grandparents and your parents in many cases, or they may have raised you, or you may have some incredible bond with them that's different from the bond you have with your parents. But just the fact that my parents were older when I was born, and my...
How old were they when you were born?
40.
Okay.
And my...
That's like, I was 39 when Charlotte was born. Was I 38? I don't know. So I was close to that.
Well, but their grandparents are here.
Yeah.
And my grandparents weren't. And they were kind of, they weren't the warmest grandparents ever. And they were gone by the time I was probably 11 or 12 or 13.
You should have lived with John Shepherd's grandparents.
I think my grandparents were older when my parents were born also. Because they didn't die young. But anyway, that's how insensitive I am. Huh.
Everyone has different experiences. So this dude lives with his grandparents, and he's kind of a loner, and he just decides, I'm really into aliens, and I'm going to try and contact aliens. And he's entirely self-taught. And my favorite part of the documentary is probably when he's going through where all the stuff is now, Brandon, all in storage. And I just I'm looking at it going, well, first off, there's a toilet, too, in there, like up above, and which stood out.
I mean, this is unintended to the viewing experience, but you happen to notice it all.
I just happened to notice the toilet, but it's just all this stuff. And they have old video of him, because I guess he was interviewed on the Today Show and some national shows because he was trying to contact aliens. And it's basically him sitting at a board tuning a bunch of dials, and then he starts beaming music up into space, but not like popular music, like African music, and then I don't know. He loves every music, unless it's popular. It seemed the weirdest music.
Well, it's one approach.
And then it suddenly started turning into him doing his own little radio show, because
that's funny. That's what I thought.
For aliens,
kind of the radio DJ to the
so he's like,
to the cosmos.
Project Stead here. This is a little bit of music.
Good morning, aliens.
Morning, aliens.
Robin Williams could have played him.
And the guy is so sweet and really nice guy, and you feel bad for him. The funniest part.
I have a quick serious issue, Shella, thought about his radio broadcast. He could only broadcast like twice the size of the distance of the moon.
Yeah.
Which means no one's going to hear that shit.
You're not going to find any aliens.
It's not like he's beaming it up and it's going to go and keep going until it runs into a random alien.
You know, he should do giveaways, because he'll never get calls in giveaways and keep giving away the same thing.
Yeah, he'll take caller 10 alien.
He can even make up an alien and say, yeah, somebody called from out there. And we've got more tomorrow.
What I really enjoyed was watching, God, these grandparents, did they love him or what? Because they kept showing pictures of how the bedroom and the living room evolved. And you'd see little grandma and grandpa sitting trying to watch their television. And there's NASA-type equipment all over the walls. And they're just sitting there in the middle of them.
That's really the whole story is him. You know, he didn't like other people. He never really got along with other people. He lived in this really remote area. His parents left him. He's very sad.
Where'd the parents go?
Well, his dad bolted right away. And then I don't know why his grandma decided to take him instead of his mom. Just they didn't really explain it because, after all, it is 16 minutes long. But then it turns out he's gay and he never couldn't really find a partner until one day he did. And now he gave up trying to contact aliens because he fell in love with another guy. And they live happily ever after up in Northern Michigan. But it was a weird twist because if you look at him, it's not your stereotypical gay guy. And I told Brandon.
When did he find out he was gay? How old was he?
Like 12. He said he knew.
Oh, okay.
He knew
but that. How old was he when he finally met a dude?
Boy, that's a good question. Judging by the pictures, I would say late 30s.
No way. That was his first boyfriend?
Well, he said he didn't have long term.
There's
a picture of him.
Yeah.
Like, would you look at that guy and say, oh, that guy's gay?
No, I wouldn't think that. No, but I'm just thinking the fact that he really didn't have a partner for all that time, and then you suddenly
get one. There's his husband.
That's the couple, yeah. That's a lot of facial hair when they're banging.
I just think if you get that far along in life without a partner, and then you get a gay partner, sex is going to displace a lot of stuff.
Well, displaced him contacting aliens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He really did give it up. Look at all that equipment. Show him the picture with grandma and grandpa trying to watch TV. This is before it's really bad, the one down below that you just went by, right on the left there. That's
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Go up one. There you go. There's grandma and grandpa sitting trying to watch TV. And John's got all his radio equipment. It's taking over the room. It's a nice little 16-minute thing to watch because it's so ridiculous that he thought he was going to contact aliens. And I don't know why he needed all those, what are they called, oscilloscopes?
Oscilloscopes?
Yeah.
They're fun to look at.
A bunch of them, and all he would do is...
They just take up space on a board. That's all they do.
Like, if I was an alien and I turned into that radio station, just heard... I don't think I'd want to contact that group of humans.
Well,
until he started doing the radio show. That part was pretty good.
Yeah, every night at 9 o'clock.
I'm going to see if I can find the clip where he's doing his radio calls. Oh, I got another fake radio person I'm really mad at, too.
Fake radio? This guy?
No, the radio voice in the new Netflix movie, Project Power. You didn't notice? Oh, you didn't make it to the end, either.
No, I didn't, no. But I have a scene I want to watch in this movie because for a lot of reasons. and by the way, the movie is fun. I thought it was very entertaining. It's, of course, ridiculous, but it reminds me of Limitless with Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if anybody watches Project Power, don't pay attention to the plot because it does not matter at all. It's just about people taking this pill to make them. You have 5 minutes of unlimited power.
I know, and man, are you powerful those 5 minutes. But I think the 5 minutes thing is a huge flaw in the pill. Because 5 minutes is such a short time. I mean, you got to time manage your life.
Yeah, they need to make a delayed release.
Yeah, I'll just take it now, and I'm going to do this, and the next thing you know, somebody calls, and you're on the phone for 1 minute of the five.
Well, that's why you got to put your phone in airplane mode when you're on power. There's the phone thing. It's just so dumb. All right, here's a clip of John as aliens. That's what he would send out.
I decided that the best way to try and make contact was to broadcast a signal into outer space. I thought the best signaling would be music. Technically, we were achieving the actual transmissions from a large tower out front of my grandparents' home.
What's the boo?
The tower is huge in front of the... Well, there's this first tower.
Oh, really? You haven't fixed it?
Yeah, right here is the video. Can you see it? He's sending a bit bell into space.
That's his tower?
That's one of his towers.
I sent music into space.
Look at all those records, man. Too bad all that music sucks.
Did this guy have a real job?
Universal language. I'm talking about non-commercial music and such. I'm talking about... jazz, electronic music, Kraftwerk, Tangerine Dream,
Kraftwerk's
Harmonia,
not bad.
And there were many others.
African
music, Eastern music, which I covered a broad area in, reggae,
get three or four Beatles songs in there, Eastern music.
And one of the things they really liked to send out was gamelan music.
They sent a lot of gamelan really beautiful up there. Form.
John Shepherd has devoted all his time, money, and energies to a personal search for outer space aliens.
I send cultural or creative music.
Think of how hard that would be to find out what music aliens want to hear.
Million miles out in space, about twice the distance of the moon. This is Project Strat, Earth Station 1.
I'd rather have Heidi's roommate than this guy.
Western Michigan.
Hey, you're missing his great break where he's sending, what's it called? Tamerlan Tsarnaev music out into space?
Cultural or creative music out into space. I beam it out for approximately half a million miles out in space.
Here comes
his
break.
About twice the distance of the moon. This is Project Strat, Earth Station 1, broadcasting to you from beautiful northwestern Michigan. You're listening to the group Harmonia.
I think PD needs to work with this guy. Develop a couple characters or something.
Oh, man.
Hey, all you aliens out there.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
You're listening to the radio.
It's a really sweet story. It's nice. I'm happy for him and his husband.
Couldn't they get more than 16 minutes out of this guy? I mean,
it's a great question. I don't know.
Maybe, just the equipment alone would take 3 minutes. And then the crazy sex he and his partner have, that's got to take up a couple minutes.
Maybe it was just pitched to Quibi. And he had to keep it at 16 minutes.
Quibi.
Let's see if I can find that toilet. I want to make sure it was a toilet, too.
You recommend Project Power, though?
If you like action movies, yeah. You know, I have to say, I've watched Limitless a couple times. Really liked it even the second time. And if you haven't seen it, Bradley Cooper gets... I thought the beginning of the movie was great, too, when he runs into his old brother-in-law, who's kind of a scammy guy, and he deals drugs. And it turns out he has this drug, and I think because Cooper was sort of a bum, you know, who was married to his sister, he's trying to act like, oh, I'm doing much better now, and I'm writing this book, and, you know, and he says, hey, man, I got this new product, and this pill is incredible. And he wants to act like, oh, I've changed, and I'm different now, but then eventually he takes the pill with him, and then later on he decides to take it, and it's a pill that just gives you incredible brain power. Everything comes together. And in fact, he writes his novel he's been working on forever.
That's right.
In 3 days.
That's right, yeah.
And I love how he's cleaning up his apartment, which is the biggest. I mean, what a dump that is. But he's just, you know, just show him going everywhere at warp speed.
But Project Power is kind of that plus X-Men, because the pill gives you these weird genetic type powers. And that's really the fun part of Project Power is seeing what happens when people take the pill.
It's they're really stupid. Physically powerful.
So stupid.
I mean, it's like you're the Hulk overnight, you know, for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, one guy. Not spoiling anything.
I just said, like the Hulk. I mean, you're incredibly powerful for 5 minutes. I mean, I was really trying to think, what would I do with that pill?
Spoiler alert.
If I was going to play pro football, I'd need 12 pills.
Oh, wow. You'd be like Favre. Oh, wait. No, he never took pills during games. That's
yeah,
right.
No.
Fake.
No, he only withdrew during games.
That's what made him so tough.
Yeah, I think my withdrawal schedule for the Sunday night game.
You know what? Not to go off on that tangent, but it really bothers me that people bought into that narrative. Like, yeah, it's not as bad because he didn't take them during games.
We were on to that the minute it came out.
Nobody else mentioned it.
It was kind of strange because he was taking 25 pills a day.
And then
he didn't suddenly take any pills on Sunday, he'd have been throwing up all day.
Pills before bills.
Well, Jamie Foxx is in the movie. Also, Joe Levitt.
Joey Levitt.
Why do people bother calling him Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
I don't know.
Why does he deserve a middle name? I think anyone who adds a middle name to their name, I think there's an ego issue there. Isn't there? Because you would drop it at some point. You go, oh, you know, this is ridiculous having three names.
I don't think it's his middle name. I think it's...
Well, did he take his wife's name?
It's a hyphenated, you know. His,
well, who's Gordon?
Oh, you take both parents' names?
Gordon is mama and his daddy is Levitt.
Is that taking off, by the way, people doing that? You taking mom and dad's name? Because isn't that just take up a lot more space and a lot more data entry? And
yeah, you know what? Brandon's right. He was born Gordon Levitt. It's really...
Well, weird. Anyway...
Levitt...
He's a cop.
It's pronounced Gordon.
He's so good, man.
And Jamie Foxx is Is he a cop, Jamie Foxx? Or is it a dealer?
I don't want to say. You don't know. That's part of the plot I told everyone not to pay attention to.
Well, it's a lot of fun because you have people taking this incredibly powerful pill and the crimes that they may or may not commit and the people who are trying to stop them. And, you know, should the police take the pill too? You know, that sort of thing. And of course, the police want to do the right thing and not take the pill.
The plot's a little thin.
It's kind of ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous, but fun to watch. And by the way, did you notice the jersey that Joe Leavitt was wearing?
Steve Gleason.
Yeah, he's wearing 37 Chiefs or Saints.
Well, wait, did Steve Gleason take him? He should have taken a Project Power Pill.
Hey, wouldn't it be cool if he had a cameo and he took the Power Pill and all of a sudden he's like,
he blocks another punt.
60-yard touchdown run.
Then the ALS.
They put his head on somebody.
When it happens after the 5 minutes.
One of my favorite things in the movie was Joe Leavitt is reading the paper.
Yes.
And he sees the headline, Saddle Man Outruns Police. Outruns Police Car. On foot.
Yeah.
You know, like they would just have a headline like that.
Well, that's what the radio guy did in the one thing. He's like, I'll see if I can find that scene too.
It's or a alien contacting guy?
No. There's a radio voice in Project Power. Probably around that time too, where he's taking phone calls.
Oh,
what you see last night? And it was, I don't know, and then he comes back at the very end of the movie, and it annoyed me. Let me ask you this, too. If let's say we're all walking, and we're in a real very serious situation where we don't want anybody to hear us. They might be around. If you guys are walking behind me and I do this, do you know what that means?
No.
Stop.
Stop and be quiet if you just put your fist in the air.
I've seen that.
But
Does everyone go along with that?
Always. In every movie I've ever seen, if they're walking behind somebody and someone goes... That it just means to stop and be quiet and don't make a noise. And I feel like the only reason anybody knows that is from watching movies.
Make a noise.
But if we were walking, you wouldn't know and you would have made noise and then somebody on power would come up and try to attack us.
You know, one of the things I thought was cool about the movie was that people set their watch timer when they take the power pill so they know how much longer they have. But so then stupid. How about the guy who takes the power pill and this power pill takes him over so dramatically, he's literally on fire.
Yes.
He is on fire, and while he's on fire, he must have been going, man, being on fire is incredible. I don't want it to end. He takes three more power pills.
Well, he was in a fight, man.
But shouldn't one power pill do it?
Well, not when you're fighting the person he was fighting.
Well,
let's just say that character doesn't really know how to control himself anyway.
I took four duh-duh-duhs.
There he is. Actually, it's played by Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Perfect role for him, too.
The thing about this movie that I started around the 30-minute mark, I started noticing something about this movie that's really strange because I wasn't trying to notice this. It never entered my mind when I put the movie on. You had mentioned it, and it sounded funny, and this whole pill thing, of course, is fascinating. But I thought in the opening scene when the guy said, "This is power." You know, he's the big drug dealer.
Yes, and you mean this guy.
This is power.
Anyway, a couple minutes later, I was thinking to myself, because I was making a couple notes about the movie, and I was thinking, I think I really seem like a drug dealer. I mean, he's like a 40-year-old white guy.
Yeah.
And then I started thinking, oh, is that because they're trying not to, you know, be racist? By
probably.
Making the drug dealer a black guy?
Probably, but it works when you know where power comes from.
Well, you know, it doesn't make any difference to me in the movie. I just, when that first happened, I was like,
what in the hell are you talking about?
I thought the casting was a little questionable. That's all.
I'll say this. There's a little bit of a undertone of wokeness in Project
Power. Oh, yes, there is.
That makes about as much sense as the plot
and
overall.
It took a while for me to really catch on, but there's a point where somebody is in, I guess it's a grocery store, and there's a song playing called I Can't Breathe.
I didn't notice that.
You didn't notice that?
No.
Yes, indeed. That's all the song says is I Can't Breathe.
Is this it? I mean, this is the grocery store scene.
I said wait here.
I think that's a scene.
Oh, Jamie Foxx should be kicked out. He just opened a pack of scissors. He's shoplifting.
Excuse, could you help me out with this?
What?
Is it spicy?
It just repeats, I can't breathe.
Jamie Foxx kind of drives me nuts, but he's really good, man.
I think he's great.
He's a really good
and
actor.
Levitt's good too.
Yeah, I just can't believe they signed on to this movie.
It's they got to pay bills. But then, after the "I Can't Breathe" song played, at that point it's like, oh, who made this movie?
Yeah.
And I asked you, and you said, oh, it's the Catfish guy's brother, Neve from Catfish. And Neve, the last time I was watching Catfish, Neve was wearing a giant BLM shirt. And he also wears, I noticed that he frequently wears shirts that will say, I like immigrants from all places, or equality for women. I mean, it's a real, I find it kind of annoying, to be honest. It's like, do we need to know how righteous you are every week on Catfish? And Max used to do the same thing. Max and Neve both are very woke.
I don't want that to sully people's opinion of not. I don't want people to watch the movie.
I'm not saying you shouldn't watch the movie at all, but let me just bring up one scene that is about the 47-minute mark.
Oh, that was a different one. Okay.
When Joe Levitt he sneaks into a bathroom and the police are in the house, and they're aren't they suspecting this black woman of doing something?
They're looking for her daughter, who Joey Levitt knows.
The very lovable drug dealer who is black and is also being manipulated by white people.
Well, she's also being manipulated by a black person too.
Yeah, but remember the mean white teacher?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
No, there's a lot of stuff in there, and I thought somebody is definitely trying to do something. They're trying to manipulate me, and I'm not having it because I know what they're doing. So this scene in particular, see, I think that this scene, actually, I think they were having fun with it.
Yeah.
But watch the scene and tell me people are going to notice this, but go ahead.
So Joe Levitt.
Good scene. I mean,
Joe Levitt sees that these agents, he doesn't know who these agents are, just that they want power. So he sneaks into an open window, which just happens to be the bathroom. So he strips down to his undies and splashes water on his face and puts a towel around himself. And that's his way of making
it. Yeah, like
entrance.
He lives there.
Yeah.
He's going to come out of the bathroom.
He's splashing water.
Tony Bear, are we all out of that one hippie shampoo that I'm... Whoa, what the shit's going on here? Who the hell are you guys?
Who's going to my bathroom?
We're the police.
What are you doing in my bathroom?
I live here. Now, babe, I'm sorry I was in your shower. It's just that the pressure's so much better.
She has no idea who he is.
I'm really sorry. It had to happen that way. Robin sent me. Let me just handle these guys, okay? Officers. What precincts you guys say you're from?
He didn't say.
Oh. Sir, Mrs. Riley and her daughter seem to be the only residents registered to this address.
I see. So now, because I'm not in your little database, I can't.
Bless you.
Is there a cat in here?
He's allergic to cats.
You said you lived here.
Yes, I do, sir. Is that so hard to believe? Why? Is it because I'm white? Are you assuming that me and this beautiful black woman wouldn't be able to share a happy home? You want to say that on camera?
Yeah, turn
your
camera
on.
Turn the phone on.
All right. Well, let's just see about
this. It works, though.
And we are live streaming. Now, let's just get this on record. Honey, did either of these men show you a warrant when they came into our house?
No, they did not.
Uh-huh. And did either of them show you a badge?
No. Can I see your badges?
Gentlemen,
thank you for your time, Mrs. Riley.
I bet you're banging your roommate that was in the shower.
Isn't there a little problem with this scene that the white person is saving the black
the hero,
person?
Yeah. And that she didn't think to ask the questions. And then he steals her phone.
Yeah. No. is this something we're going to start seeing in a lot of movies where the traditional roles cannot be played by certain people?
Oh, I think you've seen that for because a while, though. Haven't you? You see a lot.
I haven't noticed it that much.
I think after 9/11, not right after 9/11, but after a while, you saw a lot of Eastern European terrorists as opposed to Middle Eastern terrorists. And the only ones who really didn't do that was Homeland, because it had to be somewhat realistic.
Uh-huh.
You don't think there was a rise in Eastern European terrorist characters?
Yeah, there was. Yeah. But the thing is, with terrorists as we know them... and you're making a movie which is supposed to be realistic, believable. It's just sort of like canceling.
There are some Chechenian terrorists for real.
I know there are.
I don't think that's the first terrorist people think about, but
I felt the same way about canceling Cops and canceling Live PD. I still am not sure why were those shows canceled exactly.
I don't understand that.
I really don't because I have to tell you, as a longtime cops viewer, in fact, I own three seasons.
There are a lot of people that feel like cops glorifies police work.
Okay.
Which so?
Okay, glorifies. Now we used to call them first responders because when we were in trouble, we called the police and they always come. So that's a pretty glorious thing to me.
Well, I think most people understand that it's a television show.
But it's also real life where, police only murder minorities. I forgot about that. So when you call, you know, that's why I was wondering when the New Orleans situation or the Louisiana situation over the weekend where they had a guy with a knife and they called 911. And I was like, hey, why are they calling the police? The police kill people. Shouldn't they have, is there someone else they can call? I'm just kidding. Being sarcastic. But they call the police come and they try to talk him out of the knife, and he's not to be talked out of it. And I think at some point this guy actually gets away and he starts heading down the street.
It is weird. He's walking.
Yeah, he's walking. And they're not shooting him or anything.
Sauntering.
Yeah, he's moving fairly quickly. And it's not a good situation. So he gets to a convenience store, and they before he gets into the convenience store, they're desperately trying to talk him out of the knife. Do whatever they can. He's not to be stopped. He is going to go in the convenience store, and they shoot him as he's at the door of the convenience store. And there is a lot of anger that they didn't they should have de-escalated it. And they didn't have to shoot him, and they didn't have to kill him.
You don't even see the video, like, right before. I mean, he was shot 11 times, but you don't see the video right before then. Like, the girl who, the cell phone video,
mm-hmm.
It turns away and then turns back. It's like
isn't that a civilian video?
Yeah.
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 Okay. We will see the police video, but the point is,
see it now.
The reason that I was upset about this was because my understanding of the story is that they tried for a long time to de-escalate the guy. They were at another location when they started.
Yeah.
And the guy somehow gets away, well, because they don't shoot him, basically. But when he's going to go into this convenience store with a knife and there are customers and employees in there,
sure.
What happens if they let him go in and he stabs someone?
Sure. Well, that's a problem. And the other problem is they did try to tase him and didn't seem to have much of an effect.
No. So, you know, I don't know
what you do.
As I'm reading all the complaints about it this morning, it's funny how people just they want this perfection. They want this magical ending every time. It doesn't. Yeah. Criminals are not magical. So, I don't know. It's so frustrating for me because I support the police generally. You know, when you see the Floyd thing, obviously that is so absolutely over the top outrageous. And there were other stories that are not equally terrible, but they're terrible. But these are people put in these scenarios day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute. It's not always going to be perfect. And there are also some pretty fucked up people who end up being police, and they need to get rid of those people. And that's one of the problems. And that problem, by the way, I really blame on leadership. Why is it that no one has been able to somehow recalibrate or retrain or do something differently, if indeed it needs to be done differently? Shouldn't something have been done by now? Before George Floyd happened? But I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. It's just so frustrating because immediately when this happens, there are protests.
Yeah.
And blame. It's always the cops' fault. Always, always, always. Until they prove otherwise, and it seems they can't. You know, Detroit is still upset over the guy who shot at the police, and they shot back at him and killed him.
Oh, yeah.
It will not stop with that story. And yesterday, I didn't even understand this. They had a protest in Detroit over the feds.
Sure.
Being in Detroit. Now, the feds have been here for a while.
Yeah, well, it's not like they just got here. Well before George Floyd.
And why is there a protest about that? Detroit seems like it's going fairly well, actually. In fact, I would say it's going well compared to, you know, if you look at New York and Chicago and some of these places that crime is just wildly on the rise.
It's doing really well. But if you don't have something to protest, do you exist?
Well, we are in the middle of the coronavirus, putting people in one place is a bad idea.
Do you understand what I mean by that?
No, I don't.
Well, if they don't protest, they cease to exist.
They don't do anything else? Is that their full-time job?
But the organization, I mean, they need this stuff to protest against, or else what is the organization then?
Well, but in this case,
and I guess their defense would be, well, nothing has changed.
You know, last night, I think it was in Portland, they had a big, rather violent event involving Antifa and what's the opposite of Antifa?
The Proud Boys.
The alt-right.
Those two groups were facing off. And my understanding was that the police just said, go at it, guys. And they didn't really do anything.
Good, let them.
And so, but that's not a great idea either.
Meh.
That's not really a solution. Because, you know, there's also the issue of, you know, all the shit that people are destroying. Yeah, just let them get out of their system. Well, but those are people's businesses, and those are people's homes, bullshit, and those are people's...
Yeah, you know. They got insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So it doesn't cost anyone anything.
Nope.
I mean, I don't understand why we just let people do this on and on and on and on, and all the crimes they commit, and those don't matter either. We don't arrest anyone just night after night after night.
Well, they arrested 42 in Detroit.
Yeah, after... Well, I don't know what... honestly, I watched that thing. Did you watch the video?
No. I just read the story.
Let me see if I can find... I made a few notes about
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't that led by one of the guys that you guys had on ML show?
Yeah, Tristan.
Mm-hmm. Tristan.
That's the Detroit Will Breathe, Breathe movement. Yeah. I mean, they've been protesting every day. I think it's been, 80 straight days?
And do they feel they've achieved anything?
Well, no, I mean, I don't know what... You know, they had the two pages, the 24... things, demands, or whatever. I don't think any of them have been reached. Actually, no, that's not true. Some of them were, because I know that they got their charges dropped. That was one of their demands.
Last night, the main thing I noticed that they had a lot of chants. Why are you in riot gear? We don't see no riots here. And they had drums behind them.
That's pretty catchy.
And then the one that I could not stop saying was, no peace! Fuck these racist-ass police! No peace! Fuck these racist-ass police! And by the way, the chant, I think I'm getting my cadence off. Maybe I have to watch it again. No peace, fuck these racist ass police. Most of the people chanting that were white. A lot of the cops were black.
Yeah, well, LaDuff was on.
So fucked up. Of course, there's that famous video of the white girl explaining to the black cop why he is a racist because he's part of a systemically racist operation.
Whereas she's a white
girl. She is a person protesting the systemically racist operation. The fact that he's black, he does not excuse him from being a racist. He wasn't having it, but it was. I don't think that conversation helped the cause a great deal. But the why are you in riot gear? We don't see no riots here. It was being done like more taste, more taste, less filling. You know, where one group would say one, and the other, or go green, go white.
Call and repeat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
did you see ML's tweet?
I didn't.
The guy that was offering protesters a place in his apartment building, when he claims Detroit police tackled and beat him, and then he was arrested, issued three tickets.
The guy that offered a place?
Yeah, I just saw his tweet now. It's the first time I've seen.
Do we have a full accounting of it?
Says Kevin Quart said he was offering, I mean, this guy said he was offering protesters a safe place in his Woodward apartment building where Detroit police tackled and beat him last night. He's white, by the way.
He owns the building?
I don't know if he owns it. I don't know if he's just.
I was just thinking, I don't know if I lived in that building, if I would be crazy about that offer.
Well, okay.
Are they homeless?
The protesters?
Yeah. I don't. What do you mean by offer them a place in the building? I'm not sure what that is. I mean, you mean to like leave the streets?
He said he was offering protesters a safe place in his Woodward apartment building. I mean, you can read into that whatever you want to read into it.
Well, it seems to me if they're not protesting, then wouldn't they be safer if they weren't protesting? Because they have a confrontation. They want a confrontation. Wow. They bait in this video I watched this morning. It's nonstop baiting of the police because they're supposed to, at a certain time, they're supposed to leave. They don't. So the police get closer, closer, and then they start yelling, oink, oink.
I mean, regardless of this situation, protesters they're never peaceful?
Yes, sometimes they are. Well, no, they're always peaceful. We always call them peaceful protesters. And it's those damn rioters and looters that give them a bad name.
Well, whatever the situation is, this guy was offering them. Maybe there were some of the protesters that didn't want to bait or be involved. I'm just telling you what the
I'm totally confused. What do you mean didn't want to be involved? If they're protesters, then they're out there, right? So why would they even want to go into an apartment?
Well, this guy's an idiot for offering.
I don't understand what he's offering them, a place there in exchange for what? In exchange of what?
Well, they clearly thought they were threatened by whomever.
You mean when they're not protesting?
I guess during the protests. I don't know, Drew.
Well, couldn't they just stop protesting and go home?
Sure. Yep.
I mean, what do you mean unsafe? If you're out there protesting and you're baiting the police, well, I don't know that you're looking for a safe place.
Right. I don't know. We got arrested.
Because the police were about 50 feet away from them. And then they come a little closer, a little closer, a little closer. They're trying to get them to go. I assume, is there still a curfew?
Do you want me to call ML? We can talk to them.
Oh, I do not want to spend an hour on this. Okay. But aren't they asking them to leave because of the time? Isn't there a curfew every night?
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought was that's what I thought was happening. I never know anything now. Like I said, I'm either the smartest guy or the dumbest guy, and I may be the dumbest guy. I'm starting to think I'm the dumbest guy. But as they get closer, they just start baiting the cops. Either screaming in their faces or, you know, oink, oink, pigs, racist, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then eventually they say they have to go and they start arresting them. And what happens when they arrest them is some of the other protesters will start pushing the police or grabbing the person being arrested away from the police.
Sure.
And then all hell breaks loose. Yeah. Then there's tear gas and it's like, okay, another night of this. I mean, I don't know. Are people in Detroit, aren't they getting less policing? Because it seems like it's a big chunk of police that have to, every night, have to deal with the protesters.
Yeah.
And, by the way,
So 42 arrested, 24 were not from Detroit. One was even from California.
The 24, does that mean they're from the suburbs?
They're just from outside of Detroit.
Oh, okay. So they're probably from here, but just not Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah, 18 are residents of the city.
In Portland on Thursday night, people were angry at the police because 911 calls were being answered very slowly, and 60 people claimed their calls were never answered. And the Portland police said, we had a riot, and this is chewing up a lot of police for a lot of their hours. And there weren't enough people to answer. And by the way, they want less police, not more police. So maybe that's why they let the two groups go at it instead of getting mixed up in it, because it just takes resources away from the rest of the city. But I have no bead right now on every time I read about, you know, the chop in Seattle and what's going on in Portland. Portland's on, I mean, so many nights in a row. I would think people would be kind of bummed out about it. It's a use of resources that is gigantic.
Sure.
I don't know what the end game is, and other people are not getting use of police. But, you know, what we were led to believe was that Portland, this is just part of being in Portland, and it's no big deal. Now, Seattle, that was what they said, too, and it turns out that was really not true, because once the shootings occurred, there was a lot more information that became known about other assaults and, you know, shootings and so on and so forth. And then Seattle ended up losing a lot of business out of it. And there's a lot of other people that want to get the fuck out of there because they don't feel the city supports them. But there was a lot of other news. I don't know. I feel like we've been off for 6 days or something because I wrote down so much shit over the weekend.
Well, the one story that's dominating nationally are the fires in California, which honestly go, I feel bad about it, but it goes in one ear.
I totally dream we were. It's like it's happening on another planet.
But I thought one of the interesting things that they're having trouble fighting these fires because 800 inmate firefighters were released from prison due to the pandemic. So they're short firefighters because they were using prison labor. And since they got released for COVID, they don't have them to work the fire. To which I say, well, why don't you just hire them now?
You know, this
why
whole,
don't you just hire them if you're going to use them? Oh, because, wait, that costs more than when they were in prison?
I'm just curious.
Isn't that insanely weird? It's just bizarre.
I would love to get a response to this because
43% of the fire crews are prisoners.
43%.
According to the state of California.
Well, you know, in
That's
Florida,
insane.
In Florida, they are no longer providing prison labor because they said it was racist, that it had the appearance of slavery.
Yeah.
Because the city and the University of, was it Gainesville maybe?
Yeah, well, you,
yeah, they
you
were
told
using
game,
they were
so.
Using all this prison labor, and the agriculture department uses a lot of prison labor and said, oh, that's so close to slavery, we're not going to allow it. So now the state of Florida, instead of having free labor, is going to pay people to do it, and the prisoners can go back to just hanging out.
Well, the fact is prison labor.
By the way, the prisoners, some of the prisoners they talked to said that they liked doing it.
Prison labor is very, 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 very cheap. That's why people use it. That's why a lot.
Well, the decision was that.
I told you about that one story where the guy, he was a prison laborer, and he worked, it was a podcast I was listening to, and he worked, went in prison for the Oriental Trading Company. You know, they make little trinkets for parties or whatever. You know, do you know what that is, Brandon? Oriental Trading? They make gift bags. And if you're throwing like a kid's party, they make a bunch of kid shit, just trinkets and whatnot. So when he got released from prison, he tried to get a job there, and they said, you're not qualified enough. And he goes, I've been working for you. The position I'm applying for is the same thing I did.
When you're free, you're worth it. When you're not free, you're not worth it.
I know, because it's all about money. Money and power, always.
The funny thing about the Florida story was, first of all, as many pointed out, much of the prison labor was white. So how does that appear to be slavery?
Well, I just think that's bullshit. I think it's more about...
And also, I would be offended if I had people in my family who had been a slave, and someone calls someone who commits a murder and then is out doing labor as a result of that. That is not slavery. That's not the same thing.
Do they allow the murderers to be part of the prison?
I don't know. I don't know that they do.
I don't think so, but...
They had some pretty rough cats out there, though.
How about you just pay them a decent wage, at least?
What is wrong with prisoners earning their stay? Look at the fucking money. You know how much money we spend on prisons in Michigan?
Sure.
It's like, what, $2 billion a year?
Well, I remember...
It's fucking ridiculous! And the best thing they can do is make a couple license plates?
We were having that conversation. It's like, you know, they pay them basically nothing. I'm like, okay, well, maybe they're lessing their rent. Rent? Maybe they're lessing the food, the board.
Well, they use the...
But then they charge them that as well.
When they make the 19 ludicrous. Cents an hour, that goes into their commissary money.
Yeah, and then they charge them, you know, for other things. It's just, I don't know.
I would say I don't want to call it the highlight of my weekend, but I did crack a smile when I don't know how many people DM'd this to me or sent it to me via email, but it was a tweet from David Hogg, and he asked people on Twitter, would you be interested in seeing a video that I would post every day from now until Election Day with my thoughts on what's going on? And his Twitter poll was 16% said, yes, I'd like to see that video. And 18% said, fuck no. I don't know. Why would anyone watch a video of David Hogg every day?
Yeah.
I know. Who are the 16%?
Know him.
Hey, can you guys check the comments for that? Oh, he took it down. Yeah. What do you know?
I'm sure Peter Frampton probably said, yeah.
He probably. Wait. So where's the other 60%?
16% said yes. 84% said no.
Oh, I thought you said 18% said no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. 84. Yeah.
It is pretty incredible that 16% said, oh, I watched that for sure.
I don't get it.
I don't think I did Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. I didn't. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInAD.com are doing it again. Selling cars like candy bars, piling them high, letting them fly, stacking them deep, selling them cheap, because emptying the lot while the weather's still hot is why the summer clearance event at Zot hits the spot. So kill the rhymes, deal time. Lease a new 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn. 4x4 as low as $188 a month. Get a new 2020 loaded Jeep Compass, just $155 a month, or the new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee Trailhawk four-wheel drive as low as $249 a month. And the Jeep Wrangler, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, has the largest Wrangler inventory in the state, which sadly isn't very large at the moment, but the good news is there's no better time to get to Zot and order your badass Wrangler exactly the way you want it. Go to dealsindeed.com, see all your options, Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and dealsindeed.com. So there.
In other Twitter news, Claudia Conway is trying to emancipate herself.
I saw that.
Oh, man.
You know, this kid.
Yeah, whatever.
I am so glad she is her kid, not my kid. Mm-hmm. Anybody's kid. Did you see who she wants to adopt her?
Who?
She requested that AOC adopt her.
Oh, I thought she was going to be her intern. Her new thing is she's taking a mental health break from social media. That's what she said the other day, or a couple hours ago.
Why doesn't her fucking mother take her phone away from her?
Well, Because then she'll go on the computer and do it.
She's take the computer away from her. She's 15.
How's she going to do her homework?
I would.
How's she going to learn remotely?
Well, she's basically trashing her. She now has a large following on social media. That might be the funniest part. She's an influencer.
345,000. Yeah, this might be the point of it. Just become an influencer. Maybe that's the genius behind it.
She wants to. There's some really ironic things that she says. She wants to be emancipated from her parents. She says Kellyanne Conway's job has ruined her life, not her mother's life, her life. Mm-hmm. Except for all the cool shit she bought her, I guess. I bet that didn't ruin her life. She called her mother selfish, said she only wants money and fame. She also does not see eye to eye with her father. So her parents are both terrible people. And I found myself as this went on. You know what was the story? Oh, it was the Seattle residents.
I just think it's nice that a 15-year-old's getting involved in politics. That's great. A lot of kids these days just aren't interested in it.
Shouldn't a 15-year-old having fun? And
maybe this is fun to her.
Probably is, because she has 350,000 people's ears. This reminded me of the people in Seattle neighborhoods who were having protesters. And these were not people that were known to anyone. They were just flashing flashlights in their window and chanting that they wanted their property back. Mm. They want these people to give up the property that they have improperly taken from the poor black people that lived there previously. And when they would say that, this scared my kids and blah, blah, and the answer to all that was, oh, a little uncomfortable, were you? Well, how would you feel with a cop pointing a gun in your ass?
I wouldn't like
or
that
or something
either.
Like that. I mean, it was the answer to everything.
I wouldn't like either one. How about that?
So that's what I would have said to Claudia Conway, because she's very uncomfortable. So the breaking point was when she said, I am devastated that my mom is speaking at the RNC. I'm devastated beyond compare.
Why? No one's going to watch it.
No, but it's so upsetting to her and her views.
Someone should just tell her
things.
No one's going to watch it.
I think, in truth, it sounds to me like she'd be a little uncomfortable, but a little uncomfortable, are you? Yeah, then why don't you get pulled over and get shot in the head every fucking day? I've been using social media. This is her final comment. I've been using social media as an outlet to express my passions, individuality, and shed light on my many hardships.
Oh, her boy, hardships? Fuck off. Fuck
I
you.
Have been vulnerable for a very good reason. Thank you for your support.
But then it ended today. This is becoming way too much, so I'm taking a mental health break from social media. See y'all
a little
soon.
Uncomfortable, are you?
Thank you for the love and support. No hate to my parents, please. Heart. A little too late.
Can you read some comments?
Her parents are worth 40 million.
Any of them?
Let's see. A bunch of hearts. Hashtag emancipate Claudia.
Poor kid.
Love your dad. So he's going to take a break with you. Heart, heart, heart emoji. I'm questioning if you actually wrote this. since dad and her are now taking a break, maybe they're working things out. Obviously, trolls are talking. Okay, great.
Oh, I hope they work this out.
I can't believe anybody would respond with more than like three characters.
I personally can't believe anyone follows this moron. If it's not for laughs, I don't know why anyone would follow it.
Best I've gotten from your social media is that you are just like everyone, and you deserve love and friendship just like everyone. I don't enjoy your mom's political leanings, but she is a bulldog, and I bet you have some of that fight in you, too. So keep using it for good.
Oh, my God.
Turd.
Wow.
Is this guy trying to hit on her?
Oh, yeah.
Possibly.
Probably.
She's very pretty.
You sure?
I mean, she's really pretty.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
A little too orange, as Brandon pointed out last week.
She gets the spray tan done, that's for sure.
Let's see. I admire your dad, and as for your mom, she is like millions who still have not woken up to the fact they are being conned by an excellent con man. Maybe Kellyanne's doing the conning.
Well, she doesn't like her dad.
I'm telling you, the more you read about her or look in her background, she's a sharp chick, man, and she had a lot to do with him getting elected, which was her job. So, what are you gonna do?
You know what else I saw over. And I think someone sent this to me, too. It originated on Twitter, but it's showing up other places. The magic Irvin Johnson family pics with Irvin wearing this see-through mesh top with
EJ?
EJ Johnson.
No, where's that at?
You know, it was all over the place because a couple of people sent it to me. But they were the. It looked like they got the photographer in and took the pictures, and everyone looks, you know, like the Magic Johnson family. And then here's this like 6'6" guy. One of them is wearing what appears to be a dress, and it's a very short dress.
Is it this one?
Yeah. No, that's not the picture. But yeah, it's something like that.
Oh my god!
You got Magic looking like, you know, Magic, and Cookie looking like a. Oh my god! Look at those outfits.
He's definitely got his own style.
But the family picture, it really kind of.
What up?
He didn't seem to be making any effort to, you know, I don't think there was a dress code. But they looked like, you know, just the Johnsons.
Hmm.
And then he takes the attention away from everyone.
It's because he's got style. Get it out of here.
He does have style. Chrissy Metz is getting divorced.
Yeah.
She's on the market.
It's all for you, Maz.
I wonder if that will be distracting to the... Is the Mazway marriage facing any pressure there?
Well, I don't know. I'd be worried now. He likes her.
Hey, what about the really, really exciting baby news of the day?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Baby!
Are you talking about Leah Michelle?
I sure am. She probably had that evil child.
Yeah, so now we can be nice to her again.
Oh, poor Leah Michelle. I'm sure that kid will be a horrible person.
Well, I feel bad for that kid. That kid's going to be bossed around a lot.
Hey, Brandon, was there some exciting cameo news you want to get ready for us? I was just going to quickly mention some other entertainment things while you're looking.
Yeah, there's a whole pile of entertainment stuff.
Poor Paris Hilton, it turns out, she's been teasing her documentary that something terrible happened to me as a child, which I think is really a shitty way of
teasing a documentary.
Yes.
Yeah, because everyone goes, oh, you better be abused.
Yeah, you better have been molested. And she wasn't. She was bullied at her private school.
Yeah, her boarding school, because she was sent to boarding school because she got away with so much while the family was living at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York.
Oh boy.
What a life of privilege, man.
But she said, sound to me like
that. What? How could you hate me? I'm perfect. I'm amazing.
She said it
sounds to me like what she's saying is that private school, she felt maybe a little uncomfortable, but maybe she should get pulled over and have a cop shoot her up. Shoot her up her ass.
I don't think she liked to be told what to do. She said it was so easy to sneak out and go to clubs and parties. Oh, my parents were so strict, they made me want to rebel. Oh, it's their fault. They'd punish me by taking away my cell phone, taking away my credit card. Credit cards.
She thinks every 14-year-old has 6 credit cards.
It didn't work. I'd still go out on my own. So then she was sent to Utah's Provo Canyon School. I knew it was going to be worse than anywhere else. It was supposed to be a school, but classes were not the focus at all. From the moment I woke up until the moment I went to bed, it was all day screaming in my face, yelling at me. Continuous torture.
Oh, really? So they tortured her there.
The staff would say terrible things. They were constantly making me feel bad about myself and bullying me.
Oh.
I think it was their goal to break us down. And they were physically abusive, hitting and strangling us.
They strangled her?
I don't know. That's what she says.
Wow.
So 3 of her former classmates back up her claims of abuse.
Now, who beat up Ireland Bieber? And that's, oh no, wait,
Baldwin.
No, Baldwin. They're Ireland Baldwin.
Ireland,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Who am I confusing Ireland
Haley
Baldwin
Bieber?
With? Oh, okay. Ireland Alex's daughter, the one, the pig, that he called a pig.
Yeah. She got worthless little
she
pig.
She had a bruised face.
Yeah. I don't know who beat her up. I think it was just wasn't it a stranger?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's just a random person. Random woman apparently beat on her, and she had to take pictures of it and put it on Instagram.
Well, how do we know this happened?
Oh, she had to put it on Instagram, of course.
How do we know it even happened then?
We don't. Well, did she call the police? Did she make a police report?
Yeah, I guess it was two guys in MAGA hats that actually.
Oh.
I don't have any of the information. It's just she's just got a shiner.
I think the ACLU has jumped the shark because they are now involved in the Free Britney movement.
Yeah.
ACLU.
All about attention.
The American Civil Liberties Union is part of the Free Britney movement. Really?
Yeah, did you hear what their statement was on it?
I did not.
People with disabilities have a right to lead self-directed lives and retain their civil rights. And then they add, hey, Brittany, if you want to regain your civil liberties and get out of your conservatorship, we're here to help. This is just an attention ploy from the ACLU.
Seems to me that she has been able to direct her life because she goes on concert tours.
Yeah. No, she's. I don't know why it's been deemed that her dad has been so bad to her, because every time I see her on Instagram,
because
she's doing fine.
Because he grabbed one of her kids, who locked himself in the bedroom because the other kid was teasing him. Okay, the guy's like 13, and he locks himself in his bedroom. So after a few hours, this kind of sounds like Britney locking herself in the bathroom with the babies. Jamie Spears, I guess they knocked the door in, and they went and got him, and he said that he roughly grabbed him. And for that, Jamie Spears was apparently... under severe pressure to lose the conservatorship.
I would love nothing more for him to go, you know what, fine, you're on your own, Brittany, and then for her to lose all her money.
Yeah, I don't...
She would spend it wildly.
It would be kind of fun to see her run her own life for about a month.
I bet you
get a camera.
K-Fed probably doesn't want her to run her own life.
Maybe not.
Probably better for him that she doesn't.
See, Larry King had two kids die over the weekend.
Yeah, he didn't even remember.
And they were, it's weird. It's almost like they died of natural causes because he's so old. Yeah. It didn't seem like anyone was surprised by it.
No, it wasn't natural.
They weren't over the weekend, though, right? Weren't they in, like,
they
the
were
last
like
in, month?
Within a 3-day period, I thought.
Yeah, oh, last no? week, yeah. Yeah. Andy King, not that Andy King, but Larry King's son, Andy King, he passed away unexpectedly July 28th after a heart attack, and then his daughter.
That's sad.
Just died with a battle of lung cancer.
Oh, man.
August 20th. So, yeah, less than a month. Two children.
Alrighty.
Thank goodness he has Connor and Chance. Is that what their names are?
I don't know what their names are. But what's up? Did he officially divorce the wife?
No.
Remember, he's on his deathbed, and he's like, you're not getting a cent. He changed his will.
Yeah. But I think they're still together, right?
I don't know. I thought they
Maybe
were.
He's out there banging new poon. Larry going out there.
Larry's a pretty horny guy. I mean, she was his eighth wife, wasn't she?
Well, yeah. Remember that? Doesn't he use that? That
Sean special, King.
That special herbal stuff.
Extends.
The king is back, baby.
Brand, what's on Cameo?
So I just want to roll through a couple of these because there are some that you just cannot believe her on Cameo during these trying times of the pandemic, but they need to make some money too, including the lowball guys. We'll start with them quick. Tony Little, he's the
Tony
famous
Little?
Gazelle guy. Yeah, Tony
Little. I can't believe he's still a thing.
He barely is. It's only $50 on Cameo. So let's move
it's
up.
Like he's
the
keeping
chain.
His bod pretty tight.
Because there's some big heavy hitters coming up. How about Paul Senior from Orange County Choppers. You remember when that was a huge show for about a minute?
Was it?
Yeah, that was a thing.
I don't think I saw that.
Yeah. He's $99.
Wait. Wasn't he on The Celebrity Apprentice?
I think so.
Yeah.
As was Meatloaf.
Meatloaf's only charging $100. He could do better than that.
Not only that, check out the kind of quality you get for a $100 Cameo with Meatloaf.
Yo, Marty. How are you today?
Pretty good.
It's Meatloaf. Yeah, I know. Meatloaf. How'd you get the name Meatloaf? Okay.
Ma, the Meatloaf!
Eighth grade. He screamed, get off my foot, you hunk of Meatloaf. All the kids thought it was funny. They went in and put the tape up on the locker, and they spelled out Meatloaf, and they spelled it two words. But that's not where the meat came from first.
Is that what this guy wanted for his Cameo?
Born 9.5 pounds.
Something he could have read on Wikipedia?
My son looks like 9.5 pounds of ground chuck. Anyway...
Yeah, he just rambles about why he's called Meatloaf.
Wait a second. Go to the other one, because that was for birthday. Hit the other birthday one to the left there, and I hope he does the same thing.
Yo, Gemma, how are you? So anyway, here we go. Gemma, this is it, all right? So, oh yeah, it's Meatloaf. I know what you're saying to yourself. How in the world did you get the name Meatloaf? It's really simple. I was playing eighth grade football.
Wait. That is a different one, right? That's for a different name.
Uncle Meatloaf. The kids on the team went to the locker room the next day, pulled the name off the locker.
All right. Go to the third one. I swear to God, if he tells the story about his name, I'm going to lose it. The one in the middle there. Yeah, well, any of those, actually, yeah.
Sue, it's not your birthday, not an anniversary, not a homecoming. Not you won the beauty pageant. Not you're Miss America.
Just do it.
Not you're the best cook in the world.
By the way, it's meatloaf. Apple
pie. Not can we make some more ice cream? Not any of those.
Please say it.
Your grandson, Dylan, wanted to spoil you and give you a treat, and I hope it is.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
What? Say it again. What?
Please say it. Please tell the story. Okay.
How'd you get that name, Meatloaf?
You gotta be kidding me!
I've been called.
He does it for everyone!
Drew, you missed it because you left the room.
How much does Meatloaf cost?
$100. But he tells the same story in every cameo, how he got the name Meatloaf.
Oh, Jesus. Meatloaf.
Buy one and say, you can say whatever you want. Just do not tell us the story of how you got the name Meatloaf. That is awesome.
100 bones for Meatloaf. He's moving up the ladder.
$100 is all?
Yeah, well, he tells the same story.
Number one albums.
He tells the same story, though.
Hey, what about Rich Gannon, 17-year NFL quarterback and leading MVP, currently NFL analyst on CBS Sports, Oakland Raiders, Chiefs.
The most amazing thing is that he actually was a league MVP that one year.
He was good that
one. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, at Super Bowl.
He also threw that interception at the very in the last play of the Super Bowl that cost me $800.
Oh!
He did.
Well, he's 100 if you want to get a cameo shout-out from him. Moving up, Priscilla Presley is broke. She is so broke that she needs your money. She is an actress. She was in The Naked Gun.
Will she say Nice Beaver?
She was related to that. She had all Elvis's money.
Let's
How can she be broke?
Her. Oh, her hair
What does it cost to keep Priscilla Presley going? Jesus.
I hope she goes, hi, I'm Priscilla Presley. Have you ever wondered how Meatloaf got his name?
Hi, Lorraine from Belfast. I heard you were a huge
Say, she
Elvis
looks
fan.
Pretty damn
That's
good for her.
Good to know.
She's 70-something,
and
right?
Your daughter,
she's got a little bit of a Joker smile.
Always being there for her.
And that she's well, she's older.
And I understand
lucky to have you. You don't fucking boring. Know anything.
She's boring. Next, Brandon.
And would you please?
She's 75.
Wait, who would buy Priscilla Presley?
I don't know.
So strange.
All right, how about Les Miles? He's a little bit more
Les
expensive.
Les Miles?
I would like to point out, so yeah, he's the current head coach at Kansas, former LSU coach. He can do this, but don't any of his players dare fucking do this.
Yep, 150 bones.
Let me hear it. Okay, never mind.
No, he didn't have one yet.
Oh, Busy Phillips. Is she? People are getting them from her?
How's her podcast going?
Oh, I looked it up. You know what? She... That's on one of those podcast companies where it's only available in one place. Yeah. There's probably no one watching that podcast because it's not on all the other platforms.
And she's probably mad at everybody.
But I did notice that there were already national advertisers, like Rob Lowe. But Rob Lowe will have a lot of people listening. I doubt she will.
Well, she's $150 if you want a personalized message from her on Cameo.com. But let's move on to the more... important people, the heavy hitters of Cameo, including Shaggy.
It wasn't me.
Jamaican reggae musician, 200 bones, wasn't me.
What about all that money he made with
Sting?
Sting, yeah.
Wasn't me.
God, that's bizarre. He made an album
with
Sting.
Hey, Mariana, how you doing? Happy birthday, my darling. I heard you're turning 25.
That accent's fake. That's not fake.
Does it seem weird that someone would actually make an album with Sting 2 years ago and be on Cameo today?
Yeah, that's what I say. Yeah.
About The Game, rapper The Game. He's he's like a blood, and it's kind of funny. He's like one of these openly, gang member guys. Like, oh yeah, I'm still in the gang. He's $250 if you want to get a personalized message from The Game.
Already,
birth name, by the way. And how about Tony Stewart? If you like NASCAR,
that murderer. Isn't he a murderer?
$250. He has murdered somebody on the track before. that is true. He's also terrible. A three-time NASCAR champion. He's a member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame and an IndyCar champion as well.
And murderer. He should put murderer in there.
He should.
Speaking of murders, Juice was out partying this weekend.
Really? Was he? I mean, was he really partying?
Yeah, he was at a club in Vegas. No masks.
And distancing?
No social. No, fuck no.
Really? Were there a lot of people in the club?
Yeah. Guess this. You'll never believe this. He was hitting on a blonde lady.
I'm so surprised.
Who else, Brandon?
O.J. Simpson is going to clubs. He's 73 years old.
I know. Nice life. What about his kids? I thought he cared so much about the kids. Going to clubs like kids is in the house. Their own house with their own kids.
Do people shame clubs for having big crowds not wearing a mask?
No, it's totally fine. Everything's great.
Because, I have to admit,
it happens in Vegas, stays in Vegas.
I was reading
unless it's COVID because people get on airplanes.
I could not disagree with Mitch Albom's column today, which was
he was right.
Movie theaters. You're looking in the same direction. You can block off two seats for every one seat, which they've agreed to do.
They typically don't talk.
They've done a lot of things. And it's funny, the guy who owns the Maple, and he owns a number of theaters. He owns theaters in Minneapolis, which people are going to movies in Minneapolis, but they can't go here. And he said, we've gone down the path of opposing the governor, and that didn't work out too well, so we just want to support whatever she's doing.
Wow.
I know.
I feel like she forgot or something. Like, oh my God, movie theater. I'm sorry, that's still closed.
How could you open casinos?
Well, we know why, but yeah.
You know, we've talked about this, but going back to college campuses, you got these giant campuses open. She hasn't said a fucking word about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're spreading. They've had big COVID events. You know, when a bar in Royal Oak had three positive tests, she actually publicly shames them.
Yeah.
But has she said anything about all these colleges opening up? And by the way, the colleges have really shown their true colors because, you know, this morning they're talking about Notre Dame and UNC and a number of other schools, which are having breakout events. And there's just parties here, parties there, parties everywhere. Nobody can keep up with it. And the parents and the students were saying, you know, this is bullshit because we were very concerned about this. And we were told that, hey, don't worry, come on back to campus. And many of them said, can we just, you know, maybe pay a reduced rate and take the classes, you know, from afar? And they said, nope, got to come to campus. So they go to campus. They're taking mostly online classes on campus. And within a few days, they shut down the other classes.
Yeah.
So as if, by the way, do you really think these COVID spreads are coming from the classes?
No.
No, they're not. So the whole thing is so stupid, the idea that, oh, we shut down the few classes that we had, and that'll stop the COVID. Yeah, no, it's the fucking parties, you assholes.
You're giving them more chance to party.
And the bottom line on the story this morning, and I actually laughed when they said this. I think I wrote it down. It was something about the colleges just really didn't have a plan for what college students, you know, the fact that college students aren't going to socialize. They just didn't really have that, never crossed their minds.
Oops. I don't believe that.
It said, oh, here's the quote. The plans didn't take into account the very essence of college life. Every student was tested before they returned. Yeah, if they're on a campus together, they're going to do stuff. Mm-hmm. Because they can't help it. And the college towns are apparently, they're going to lose the businesses that will have really no reason to exist without the students.
Their economy, yeah.
And the students sound like they are slowly but surely just leaving the campus. And I guess some of them, some of the early ones, were told they had to resign their classes. So they just dropped out, basically, and went home.
Good job.
Well, I mean, nice job, colleges.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I've come to the conclusion that, because I've seen this statement so many times when people say that they're putting the health and safety of the blank first.
Yeah,
that means they're not putting the health and safety first, because you don't have to say it if you are. Well,
I don't know.
And I wanted to mention this because it's important. Tom Mazzaway. Maz has studied all the NFL protocols and what they're doing.
Yeah.
And he has expressed his 100% confidence that the season will be completed.
Oh, okay. Because he wants it to be completed?
No, because he studied all that's going on.
Okay.
He watched, what's the TV show where they go to training camp?
Oh, Hard Knocks.
He's been watching Hard Knocks, and he says that the season will can be completed, that they are doing a phenomenal job.
Hard Knocks is back on?
Yeah, yeah. I got to say, I would maybe believe that statement a little more if we didn't see the debacle they had with the Stafford testing. It's hard to believe any protocol when they give up a lot of false positives.
Hey, you know, I just thought of something. The NBA bubble.
Yeah.
The last 800 tests, they've had no positives. They're playing their playoffs. They're having no problems whatsoever, it seems. Mm-hmm. Why can't the NBA run colleges? Why can't they share whatever it is they're doing with the universities?
Well, because you got to have your customers stay in a bubble, and the universities aren't.
Well, they've got dorms. Those are bubbles. Couldn't they fix those bubbles?
Players are like contracted employees.
But if the idea is to have no positive tests, above all.
Sure. Well, apparently that's what the
movie.
I mean, couldn't they teach the United States their testing and bubbling so that we could have no COVID too?
Nobody wants to bubble.
And couldn't we just do the NBA bubble for 2 weeks and then we can move on with our lives?
Nope.
I guess not.
Nope.
No, I know the answer.
No.
Just brought it up.
No, we're just going to be stuck in this for a while.
Till 2022.
You think so?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know.
Because every time...
I think it's going to disappear next April.
Every time someone swears that... Oh, I'll have a vaccine any minute! Then someone points out that their survey and it looks like 93% won't take the vaccine.
Yeah, but I will say this. There has been good news. They looked at New York, London, some big city in India and another one too. And they looked at it and they saw a lot of antibodies. And some people are suggesting that maybe they have achieved herd immunity in those large cities.
What cities?
New York, London, some big one in India. And I want to see Tokyo.
Well, then
I'll have to find the story. It went way over my head reading it. So
I just read a similar story, and it was about Sweden, and they were saying that. And Sweden, by the way, has no new. People aren't even dying in Sweden anymore. I don't think. Maybe a person every 2 weeks or something. Well, look it up. Their thing is flat. It's just almost at the bottom of the graph.
They're not even dying of old age.
They might be doing that, but they're not dying of COVID. But anyway, I thought it was Sweden where they said that a study on antibodies revealed that they were far from herd immunity. Far. Oh, okay. Not even close. But, you read this today, and then you read something else tomorrow.
We're in the middle of it, man. Things keep changing.
I guess swimming nude can wait till tomorrow?
Sure. So can the Twitter fight between Rose McGowan and Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. Oh, man, was that ugly.
I know. Isn't it great?
Yeah, it was fun.
Although it's really evil because it makes you choose a side. You're gonna have to be on the side of one of them.
I really honestly just laugh. She just basically called out Alyssa Milano for being a complete phony, and she everything she stands for is fake. But that was no news to me.
Oh, so you like Rose McGowan?
Oh, by the way, there's some breaking news. The woman we had on earlier, who had the terrible fight with Heidi. Heidi has 1/3 the downloads of Joe Rogan.
Heidi probably does have more than Alyssa Milano.
I listened to her podcast. It is horrible.
Alyssa Milano's?
It's fucking horrible. I mean, it is so bad, I wouldn't even play it on our show to make fun of it.
I can't believe you would do that.
I did because, well, first of all, I thought it was one of the most arrogant things anyone has ever said in the history of the world. To say, because she says, the way she said it was just, first of all, it was a lie. It was 100% bullshit. She has less downloads than we have, and we do not have 1/3 the downloads of Joe Rogan, not even close. And she said it in a way that, we live in a world where I only have 1/3 the downloads of Joe Rogan. Dear God! Yeah. That's so wrong.
Yeah.
No, he has a good podcast. You have a bad podcast. He has a very good podcast. He has the most popular podcast in the world, and yours sucks.
Probably because he didn't do an Instagram Live where he had a lovely conversation with Tammy Baldwin about why it's so important to vote for Joe Biden in November. Like she does.
Oh, boy. I bet that was scintillating. Is that her new show?
Well, no, she does these on Instagram every once in a while. Does like her own little interview show, and they're terrible.
And how many people watched it?
211,000.
Hello.
Hi. Here she is.
Hello.
Hello.
She doesn't have an editor either.
Where are you?
Oh, because it's live, she's got to wait for people to show up.
Hi, everyone. Hi. What a night last night was, right?
What happened last
Actually,
night?
The last four nights were amazing.
Really?
Watching the convention,
she's describing DNC as amazing? Amazingly boring?
I tell you something. I cannot believe anyone watches this stuff like for hours and hours. I don't care which party it is. I don't care if you're in love with your party. I'd be crying. I'd be so bored.
It's painfully boring.
Speak truth to power.
Speak truth to power?
So inspiring. I hope you watched.
I feel sorry for anybody who was really that inspired by a convention.
That's where you get your inspiration from? Yikes.
I mean, honestly, I would think you could get as much inspiration from a NXIVM convention. Because they're about the same. It's marketing. It's bullshit.
Is that on right now?
Oh,
is there that new show, by the way?
Are you recording that here, Mark?
No, I'm going to put it on. What were you going to say, Brandon? Their next what?
The NXIVM show.
Yeah, the documentary.
The Vow, it's called.
The Vow, that's right, yeah.
Shit, what time did it start, Mark?
Probably 10. Yeah, 10.
Oh, okay, okay. We're okay.
Right after Lovecraft County.
You know what
country,
I...
Country, sorry.
Did you guys see much of the discussion of the last night of the Democratic Convention?
No.
Well, it was just on the news. I mean, just the news,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, but I have a fast-forward button.
Well, I only wondered what, you know, what the highlight or what they said the highlights were. And I'm not kidding you. There were multiple people calling it either Friday morning or in the Friday evening news or the Sunday morning shows, the best speech of Joe Biden's life. Mm. And first of all, I saw part of it and I'm sure it was wonderful. But there are people in Canada who thought it was very familiar. They said that he had plagiarized the speech of a Democratic, I think it was one of the higher guys in the Democratic Party in Canada, who was on his deathbed when he gave his speech. And they were comparing paragraphs that were very similar. And the reason it was significant as much as anything is because Joe Biden's been accused of plagiarizing before.
He was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
But did you guys see that story?
I saw the story, yeah.
Did you see it, Brandon?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting. I don't think it got a lot of play, but...
Yeah, but what about that time someone else plagiarized? What about that time Melania stole...
Michelle Obama's.
Which, by the way, was the lead story the next day. Yeah. That was so damn funny. It was like, hilarious. You got to be kidding me.
How did Hunter really do?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. Hunter.
Where's
Hunter?
Oh, I saw it. It is so bad. It's he and his sister. They're like trading off lines, and they're going, Joe
Cocaine
Biden,
lines?
No, not those lines.
My that was dad a good is joke.
Wonderful. My dad is, and adjectives back and forth. And the adjective, one of the adjectives that Hunter had to say was honesty.
Oops.
I'll cue it up tomorrow. It was really very amusing. And today, by the way, one of the big stories, in fact, the lead story this morning on Good Morning America and the Today Show was...
I have it here. It's 2 minutes. Should we play it?
Yeah, play it.
I'm Hunter Biden.
And I'm Ashley Biden.
Joe Biden is our dad.
And Bo is our brother.
And we both, both have been arrested.
They do anything to bring up Bo. It's amazing. As Joe does.
He was her brother.
Tell you what kind of president our dad will be.
He will be tough.
And honest.
He'll get you out of trouble when you get arrested.
Caring and principled.
He'll listen. He'll be there when you need him.
He won't acknowledge your child born out of wedlock.
He'll tell you the truth even when you don't want to hear it.
He'll never let you down.
He'll be rock steady.
The strongest shoulder you can ever lean on.
He'll beam.
Man, those pupils.
This is so bad.
Those pupils are quite dilated, I just want to say.
Pride every time you succeed.
Who'll make your grandkids feel that what they've got to say.
Grandkids?
Except for one.
But he doesn't acknowledge yours.
It matters.
He'll treat everyone with respect, no matter who.
You know what? She's kind of cute, though, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, yeah.
Whose jeans are those? Is she,
Not Dr. Jill's kid.
It's not, right? That's what I'm going to ask you, okay. Did they ever have a kid together?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah,
Dr. Jill's first husband, by the way. I have not seen him anywhere.
No, I tried calling him again, and he sent the call straight to voicemail.
They just pretended that never happened because they didn't change anything.
Let's see what happens
in the Joe Biden story.
No, I wonder what happens when the book comes out.
No matter how many times he's been knocked down,
he'll be the worst enemy any bully ever saw.
He'll be the best friend you've ever had.
He'll love you.
He'll be the best friend you've ever had.
Really?
Joe Biden? He's going to be the president. I won't be able to get near him.
No, you're going to be friends with him. You and Corn Pop and him are going to be hanging out all the time.
Cool.
And if you give him your cell phone number,
he's going to call it.
Yeah, because he's bored out of his mind, stuck in that basement.
That is the running joke now that you're going to see over and over and over.
What?
If you give Joe Biden your cell number, he's going to call you.
Seriously?
Like, yeah, he loves calling people so much, and he'll call anyone.
It's like one of them. It's one of them Paul McCartney phone number things.
No. It's real. They really are trying to get people to believe that Joe is the kind of guy that if you give him your cell phone number, he'll call you.
I don't want someone.
Isn't that
like
kind of the idea of someone getting your cell phone number? Is that they call you?
Because he's been that way our whole lives.
He's been a great father.
This is the worst acting I've ever heard.
And we think he'll be a great president.
I mean, I will say she's doing a lot better than he is, though.
Wouldn't you think if you're talking with your father, though, you could sound real? I mean, wouldn't you think if you were talking about your dad, would people go, oh, that's fake, Mark. It didn't even sound like he's your dad.
Maybe if...
By the way, whatever happened to Hunter? Where the hell is he?
Maybe if I was speaking from the heart and not reading something that someone else wrote.
Bo isn't with us any longer.
But he is still very much alive in our hearts. And we can still hear his strong voice.
Yeah, I was banging his wife, in fact, for a while. I was alive in her vagina.
We're all filling that hole that Bo left behind.
Oh,
me with my penis.
It's just so, it's so ridiculous that they would even go there.
All three holes.
In 2008 and 2012.
When he was fucking her, of course, I fucked her last.
And if he was here, we're pretty sure we'd know what
he said.
They
used Bo's intro.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they had Bo's thing. Yeah, I know.
I don't know about it. That's fine, right?
No, they're going for the dead son, the wonderful dead son.
It's
convenient because he's dead. They can honor him.
I know, but Hunter's a loser, and he's still alive. I mean, Bo did die.
Yeah, but Hunter, you really got to limit Hunter. Too many
questions. I know, but I don't want your opinion of Hunter to bring down Bo.
But how could Hunter be talking about the brother whose wife he was banging after he took his last breath? His penis was already on the way in.
Ugh.
So before we show you a film about our dad's journey, we wanted to give Bo the last word. Bo?
Not the last fuck, but the last word.
In moments both public and private, he's the father I've always known, the grandfather my children love and adore, my father, my hero, Joe Biden.
I mean, Bo and Joe Biden cannot stop blowing each other. It's like it's out of control.
Well, it is weird because what Bo just said there was clearly written too, but it seemed natural. Or Hunter's didn't.
No, the rest of it from yours, it's pretty dreadfully boring.
That's it. That was
but
the
thank
end.
God we have the Republican convention coming this week, and they have what a star-studded line of people they're going to have.
Is Diamond and Spill? What's her name? Diamond and Silk?
Are they is that speak? Real? Are they really going to be there?
No, I don't know. I don't know. But you know that video they always show. I don't know if I told you, but that video they always show of Trump where he's like, one day it'll magically disappear, it's gonna go away, where he does a little curve with his hand. I just saw another angle of it the other day, and it makes it even funnier to me because sitting to his right at that very important meeting were Diamond and Silk.
Oh, they were.
Yes. And they're both nodding their head in agreement.
So Monday it looks like it's mostly just a bunch of Republicans, Nikki Haley, Ronna McDaniel, Vernon Jones.
Yeah.
But then you get Kimberly the
Amber Tesis.
Guilfoyle or whatever, which is the girlfriend of DTJ Jr. Yeah. And you get DTJ as the headline.
There's got to be Lara Trump somewhere because Lara Trump loves the sound of her own voice like nobody else.
On Tuesday, First Lady Melania Trump, Mike Pompeo will be there. How about Rand Paul? So this is a bunch of just normal political people until you get to Nicholas Sandman and the student who sued news outlets after a confrontation with Native American activists. Then Eric Trump Tiffany Trump.
Wouldn't it be great if...
Tiffany Trump?
Yeah.
Oh, she lost a lot of weight, I heard.
Oh, hot.
Oh, by the way, Kelly Osbourne, who can't stop talking about the 85 pounds she lost. She had lap band surgery.
Ooh, busted just like mom.
But she didn't admit that until like Friday.
Didn't her mom have it too?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be
she's
great?
Going, she's going to get it back anyway?
I think Nicholas Sammamon would show a great sense of humor if, while during his speech, he invited Nathan Phillips to come and drum in his face.
Except this time, he moves out of the way with like one of those.
He doesn't get within 6 feet. He doesn't get within 6 feet.
The cape. He has a cape on. He takes it off.
A matador.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, we got the vice presidents. We got Mike Pence and his wife.
Oh, they're awesome.
Oh, mother. Mother's
going to be great.
We got Dan Crenshaw. Who I'm sure everybody remembers.
Pete Davidson speaking with
by
him?
Pete Davidson. Yeah. Let's see. Kellyanne Conway. Yeah, yeah. How about Jack Brewer, the former NHL player?
How randomly perfect.
Hey, why don't they get the other NHL guy that lost his job? Not Milbury, but Jeremy Roenick.
Oh, yeah.
He's a big Trumper.
Is he?
The guy.
Who's he says Burgess that's why Owens? He was fired.
Oh. Burgess Owens, former NFL player and GOP congressional nominee.
Except James Woods.
I did see. Yeah, that, I mean, honestly, that would, be good. That would be a good choice. I did see that Candace Owens was trending today. I'm like, what did Candace Owens say? Why is she trending? And she was trending because she is not speaking at the RNC, and everyone's laughing at her for it. Because they just assume that she would speak. She would be a good speaker for them to have. I'm kind of surprised she did not speak.
I'll tell you who will not be there is Trump's sister, Marianne Trump Berry, because the niece recorded her. Recorded her saying that Trump is unprepared and he lies, and I mean it's like
she said she did his homework for him.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, and that's where the whole thing about the SAT comes.
You gotta love though a daughter taping you know, for later use. I don't know because I didn't hear Marianne Trump Berry say anything, but I'm not sure she wanted to be taped saying those things.
Well, probably not, yeah.
But it's her daughter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They'd be mad at each other.
Well, they probably hate each other.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I guess...
I assumed.
So I would doubt either one of them would be at the convention.
The final day... Let's see, the final
Trump's going to show up on... Trump will be there on Monday. He's making a surprise appearance Monday. I don't know what that means.
Is Trump going to respond, by the way, to his sister by saying, I'm the one that got her the job? Because he did...
Did he appoint her a judge?
No, he didn't appoint her, but he had Roy Cohen. Remember, that's in the Roy Cohen documentary?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Roy Cohen applied a lot of pressure to get her a judgeship or whatever.
The final day obviously has Trump speaking, Ben Carson, Mitch McConnell, and...
Oh, that's exciting. Holy crap.
Rudy Giuliani, and wait for it, Dana White, the president of the UFC.
Oh, he'll be the best speaker of all, probably.
Surprised he doesn't have James Woods.
Well, we're not going to top that lineup, so why don't you hit the outro and get us out of here?
Alrighty.
I can't wait for another convention. God, I hope I get some sleep tonight. What is going on? Why
Me
can't
too.
I sleep?
I think you're cranky.
Actually, I didn't feel cranky today. I just felt... like my brain doesn't work.
Yeah. That's every day, man, for me. I'll send the kids over.
Oh, great.
They'll give me some energy.
Let's see. What's going on this week? I don't know. Trudy will be here tomorrow. And
I don't know. Our brains aren't working.
Yeah. I felt like I needed a couple days off, and I thought, oh, we just had a few days off. Labor Day's coming up. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And football! When's the first college football game? Or is NFL first?
Well, I would assume the NFL's first, because college rearranged all their schedules to start middle of the month.
Why wouldn't they start earlier than they have open dates for COVID problems?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that seem... I would have assumed they would have done that.
By the way, did you hear the new Big Ten plan that was being proposed?
No!
For spring football, that you would just play the teams in your division and then a championship game, so it'd be
just a Big Ten only?
Yeah, six-game season.
Whatever. I don't know why you play two seasons back-to-back.
There's already three Michigan players that are going pros. We're just going to skip this season.
Yeah, boy. Anybody good?
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Nico, Ambry, and the right tackle who's supposed to go in the first round. So,
yeah, boy.
Whatever.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
I can't stay awake. It's getting bad. It's like, out.